Good morning. just want to say a couple prayers. One for Kathy, who is going in for her second cataract surgery. We praise you, Lord, that the first one went well. And we pray again for the second one, that she has a quick healing and is able to get back to the things that she enjoys doing, martial arts and whatnot. And also want to pray for Sparky. His prayer request just kind of hit home for me as well. I've been feeling like that with things that are going on in my life. And I just feel like my mind isn't able to find peace anymore. Like the enemy's attacking me. When I do have moments of quiet, my mind starts to become overwhelmed. And I'm just tired. And yeah, so I want to lift him up and anyone else that feels this way and that is being especially attacked and burdened by the enemy. So, Lord, we come to you. Jesus, we come to you. You say that your burden is light and you offer us your burden in exchange for ours, which is heavy. And you bore the heaviest burden and came out on the other side victorious. So we just pray that we remember that and that your spirit would just give us strength when we feel like we're down to our last drop. And that's when we ask you to be strong in our weakness, Lord. And we pray for everything that's going on in everyone's life.
This is from Junk to Treasure. Father God, we've heard the cries of your people on the daily prayers and the prayer and encouragement on the weekend. We lift them all up and place them at your feet at the throne of grace with praises to your name, with thanksgiving in our hearts that you allow us through the working of the Holy Spirit to even utter your name and to request our deepest needs from you. We thank you that you allow us to pour out our sorrows and our joys. And I ask that for your ultimate glory, that you answer the prayers according to these people's needs, that people who are unsaved will notice the power of our God at work in their lives, that they might turn and take notice and ask how this could be, so that they may come to the saving grace and not be lost. We also lift up Sparky before you, Lord. You are the creator of time and circumstance, Lord. And we ask that you grant that he is able to come home without sorrow, without problems, without messed up circumstances, that it's just created by your hand, that it is time for him to come home. Undergird him and beloved, in the name of Jesus.
Hey, Dabbers, it's the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. I am praying for all the Dabbers that are out there that are getting ready to travel. My wife and I are, and my mom and I, I'm going to be in and out of the country out of the next 3 or 4 weeks. Seems like I got a medical condition that I'm not going to have an appointment for till after I get back after 2 weeks, and I'm just hoping that gets resolved. I also need to go up and do a celebrate for life. So if you could just watch over the Petrie family in New Hampshire as they plan for that. That was a very unexpected longtime friend, and I'm grateful that my wife's going to be able to come up there and do that. So if you could pray for that, I would appreciate it. Pray for my wife and I for safe travels and that our bodies hold up during those travels. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, wanting to call in for a work in progress. Brother, we are sitting Shiva with you during this devastating time of your daughter's loss. Heavenly Father, please enter into their home, into their spaces, Lord. Comfort them in only a way that you can, Lord. We pray that you would just be with them in this grief and sorrow, that you would be with mom and dad and brothers and sisters who have lost their beloved daughter and sister. Heavenly Father, in only a way that you can, would you bring peace and healing and encouragement to this space. God, we rebuke Satan from spreading lies or filling their heads with anything that is not truth and not of you, Lord. God, we just pray protection over this family. We pray redemption over this family. We pray your goodness in the time of this loss. And going forward, Lord, may they just be walking with you and just see your hand in this whole situation, Lord. Brother, I'm so sorry again.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's July 3rd. Happy 4th of July and happy birthday, Jill, tomorrow. I know it's your birthday girl. I'd like to get prayer about this apartment thing because that lady just said I could come on August 29th and sign papers on August 1st because she said something was wrong with the carpet or something like that. So, you know, I always pray about if I'm going to move or make a major decision in my life. And when I do it, I want God's peace in it and know that this is God and not something I should do. I just wanted to get closer to my job, and I was trying to think, I was thinking about finding other churches to go to on top of that, why I was living over there. So, because I want to grow in my spirit and grow in God, and I really am working on my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And, I'm getting overwhelmed with this. So, I just want prayer, because I asked, God for peace of mind. And I talked to this preacher that doesn't know me because I emailed him. He said to me to hang out with groups and stop isolating myself because the devil can play with your head. So I'm just trying to, I want to move over there so I can find people to hang out with or Christian people to help me grow in the spirit of God or a Bible study and listening to you guys. You guys have helped me through isolation and loneliness because I've been listening to you guys since 2012. And when I don't listen to you, I feel kind of down and depressed. But you guys give me a lift when I listen to you. So I love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Dab family. This is Micah in Awe in Kansas City, Missouri area. Got a message for all the Dabbers today that sometimes struggle with worry and concern about your future. So I've been having some attacks and maybe just some personal worry as well regarding like my finances. Sometimes I'll get in my head and be like, you're going to lose your money. You're going to come to ruin. Like things are going to go bad. And all these hypothetical worries, right? So realizing it was an attack from the enemy, I looked for some resources and I found this book by Louis Giglio. It's called Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table. And to be honest, I don't even know if I was looking for it because of this or if I just stumbled upon it. I don't remember how I came upon it. Really good audiobook, though. It's really woken me up to what I entertain from the enemy and like who I am to God, what reminders of that. So I recommend that book, Don't Give the Enemy a Seat at Your Table by Louis Giglio. And I just want to tell you all that even if everything that we dread happens, God is with us. Like, God will get us through these things. And we tend to think that, like, life is everything, that this life is all there is, right? So we get so depressed and concerned if things aren't going, if we're not, like, on a path to being a millionaire, you know what I'm saying? But what if you die poor? Like, what if you die homeless? It's not the end. Like, this is a short period, really. The older I get, the shorter it seems, right? Years are flying by. We have heaven, the great hope. Heaven is awaiting us, and it's going to be amazing. I love you, Dabbers, and I want you to just keep that hope. Have a great day.
This is Retta from the Pacific Northwest, calling in today to let you all know that my brother Gary passed away earlier today. I had been asking prayers for him most of this year. He was quadriplegic and had a lot of health issues, and he was about 78. Anyhow, he's with Jesus now, and praise God for that. He no longer needs a wheelchair. He is standing and walking with Jesus. So I just ask for extended prayers for his wife, Margaret, who is going to need God's grace and mercy, as this will be a hard transition for her without Gary. And also prayers for my family as we navigate through this next month or so to work together with the his vital request as far as services and stuff. So thank you for prayers. Thank you, everyone. God bless.
You know, sometimes I stop and take a good close look at our nation, and it fills me with a lot of dread, confusion, and consternation. But the Bible says we should pray and not faint, and not to concentrate so hard on all the things that our country ain't. Because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, especially when things seem to be getting so far out of touch. So, Father, give us the wisdom to seek your face, and shower us with mercy, love, and grace. Let your Holy Spirit fill this place, and all our anxieties please erase. Because you also told us that if we humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, seek your face and pray, that you would allow us to see a better day. Father, on our knees, please teach us how to stand, because we need you desperately to heal our land. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 3rd to pray over our children. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. Psalm 1:1-2. Finding an English translation for the Hebrew term Ashrei, expressed by the first words of this psalm, isn't easy. Truly happy might be the best English translation, but happy can often signify a fleeting emotion. So often we say that we want our kids to be happy, but really we want much more than that. We want them to experience what is expressed here in Psalm 1. Ashrei conveys a deep sense of well-being, contentedness, and fulfillment. The first thing we learn in Psalm 1 about those who enjoy this kind of happiness is what they do not do. They do not follow, stand, or join the wicked, sinners, or mockers. The psalmist's choice of words, follow, stand, and join, seem to describe a progression of engagement that makes its way through thinking, behaving, and belonging. So happy people don't absorb the ideas and values or follow the advice of those who live their lives assuming that God is irrelevant. They don't conform to the behavior or lifestyle of those who sin with no conscience. They don't keep company with cynics who get a good laugh by making fun of things of God. To be continued.
Hello, my DAV family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for this new day. Walk with us and guide our words and actions. Grant us the grace to trust in your love and wisdom more fully each day. Help us to acknowledge our own limitations and appreciate the strengths and contributions of others. Help us grow in understanding and live out our faith with courage. Help us to see your presence in our daily lives. Teach us to trust in your divine plan and to follow your will with a faithful heart. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey DAB fam, it's Sam in Seattle. I just wanted to give you a little update on things, and I really wanted to say thank you all for your prayers. Like, for real. I found them to be so comforting, and people reaching out to me, sending me messages, and just know that through you, God is showing himself faithful and providing, and that he hears and sees me. Okay. Enough with that. Okay. Without giving too many details, because I am nervous, about what the person I share a kid with will do to me. I don't believe that he would ever find something like our beautiful community, and join in, or potentially even like listen long enough. Anyways, so I had like my 26th court hearing on Wednesday, and that went in my favor, and I should have Evelyn back in my care now. I should have had her last Thursday, but the other person is withholding her, and so, right, there's more legal things that have to be done now, and that'll get taken care of. But thank you for your prayers, and please keep praying for financial provision. I just had to spend another $15,000 on a new attorney. Love you guys.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is July 4th. Happy Independence Day, family. I pray as we celebrate our independence that we would realize our need and our full dependence on God, our Savior, that our country would turn around and seek Him, the Creator of heaven and earth. God bless you, family. Make it a great day.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. Just heard Ty Bingley calling in for his baby and his wife, Nikki. And Lord Jesus, we come before you today, and we are with joyful hearts, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful pregnancy. Thank you, God, for this beautiful child, this beautiful soul that you have created. And Lord Jesus, we pray that you would put your hand upon both Nikki and this child, and protect them. God, keep them healthy. Lord, may this pregnancy just continue without incident. God, that you would be making a way where there is no way. When things seem hopeless, God, that you would show up and show off, and that hope would be fully restored, and that both mama and baby would be as healthy as can possibly be, Lord. Just thank you in advance for that. We pray for your blessings, your bountiful blessings upon them. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is July 4th, and I called in earlier today. I am listening to the prayer requests for this week, and I just heard my aunt call in for my Uncle Gary and family. He passed away yesterday, July 3rd, and I'm asking for prayer for my Aunt Loretta, for my mom, Rita, for his siblings, my Aunt Toinette, my Aunt Lisa, my Uncle Billy, my Uncle Earl, my Uncle Carl, and for his wife, my Aunt Margaret. Please pray for them. He was is kind of the foundation of the family. He was just a really wonderful, wonderful man, and his loss is going to be felt greatly, especially with his siblings and his wife, the rest of the family as well. But we're grateful that he is walking with Jesus now. So thank you, family. God bless you. Make it a great day.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. Well, this is the evening, but that's okay. This is Noah calling from Canada. I believe God's calling me his whimsical leader. So this is the Lord's whimsical leader from Canada calling in. I've been listening for about a year, started January 1st, and I've fallen behind recently, and I've been skipping out on the prayers. But today, I listened to July 3rd, and I heard Bart's prayer for prayers, or cry for prayers. And I'd like to sit with my community and pray for Bart. So, Lord, your mighty holy name, thank you for this day. Thank you for the people that we're surrounded with, and thank you for this community that I am a part of. Lord, thank you for Bart, and thank you for his family and for his sons, and for his job. Lord, I pray for his supervisors. Lord, they're over-promising, and they're under-delivering his time off. They keep lying to him about when he's going to get home, and Lord, they're giving him false hope. I pray that you bring a sense of love to both Bart and his wife, and you show the way that they can love each other that they are not expecting. Lord, that he can be with his family, his presence is felt, even if he can't physically be there. Lord, I pray for the supervisors that they have some sort of change of heart and allow him to go home. Lord, your name is very mighty, and I pray for comfort as well over this family and over Bart over this time of grievance when they're grieving the loss of his uncle. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Nita praising God. I'm calling in again to the request of prayer for my sister, daughter, and her name is Christine. She went into an emergency for colonoscopy because they punctured her intestine, and they didn't realize that, and they sent her home. So she had to go back in because all her bowel movement was all over about her body. So please pray for her. We need your prayers. Father God, please touch Christine and heal her, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that you make her well with your words. By your stripes, she is healed. So I'm claiming that she is healed, Lord. Talk to the doctors. And make sure that they are doing the right thing, Father God. God, we need your help, Lord. Be with us always, Lord. That's Christine. And your work said by your stripes, she is healed. And I'm claiming that, Lord. So, Father God, I'm asking for prayer, for all the prayer warriors gathered together, and pray for my niece. Her name is Christine. This is Nita, praising God. I love you all. Thank you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for each and every season, for the lessons they teach and the challenges that they bring. Help us welcome change, challenge, and growth, knowing that you are the Lord of all things. Thank you for being our light. You help us to find the right path even when life is at its darkest. Let us be a light to others through our words and deeds. Let others know that our good works are inspired by our love for you, and let us, through our example, lead others to you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling July 4th to pray over our children. The King proclaims the Lord's decree. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. Today I have become your father. Only ask, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the whole earth as your possession." Psalm 2:7-8. Perhaps you've given some thought to what you intend to pass along to your children as an inheritance. In Psalm 2, we discover that God the Father has told the Son what he intends to give to him as inheritance, the nations. Psalm 2 is a psalm David wrote for his own coronation. It was likely used at the coronation of future kings in the Davidic line. When David was installed as God's representative to reign over his people, he entered into a new and unique relationship with God, one of royal sonship. But while this psalm was originally written about David, ultimately it is about his greater son, Jesus. Though he had been eternally the Son of God in the presence of God, he too entered into a new relationship with God the Father on the day he was resurrected from the dead, that of royal sonship. Acts 13:33. In Psalm 2, the Son says that God told him only to ask, and he would give him the nations for his inheritance. And in the Gospel of John, we overhear Jesus making just that request. In his prayer immediately prior to the crucifixion, Jesus prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so he can give glory back to you, for you have given him authority over everyone." To be continued.
Good morning, DAB family. My name is Corey, and we moved about a year ago for a job, and the job has been rough. The move has been rough. It's been lonely, but now my wife has come to the conclusion that she wants to separate, and yeah, and I just ask that you would just pray for her, for God to soften her heart, and for me to be a better father and husband. And
prayer for our spouses today. Lord, I pray that you would enable my husband to be a forgiving person and not carry grudges or hold things in his heart against others. You said in your word that he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. 1 John 2:11. I pray that my husband would never be blinded by the darkness of unforgiveness, but continually walk in the light of forgiveness. Enable him to love his enemies, bless those who curse him, do good to those who hate him, and pray for those who spitefully use him and persecute him. Matthew 5:44. I pray that I will be counted as his best friend and our friendship will grow. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Matthew 5:23-24. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Words from The Power of a Praying Wife by Stormy O'Martian.
Hey Daily Audio Bible, this is Rebecca from Michigan. It is July 5th, 2025. You know what? I was thinking that I felt like in my spirit, God wants me to declutter my life. I feel like he put that in my heart like a couple years ago. And I think I kind of understand why, because when you are decluttered and don't have all this chaos and junk in your life, you can spend more time with God and reading his word and listening to his word, which I listen to you guys when I'm cleaning house sometimes. It makes it more fun to clean. But it's like, I just feel like God's been really putting this in my heart. And I found that when you don't have chaos in your life, you can focus more on your time with God, more on your time with what's important, which is God should be number one in your life. He should be first in your life in everything, in your relationships, in your money, in your life journey. So in order to do that, you need to clean up your mess, clean up your clutter, and just do that. And so, and like, that's some of the things God works on me about. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I know obedience is the first form of worship, and I just want to put God first in my life. I feel like He has something better for me, but I need to declutter my life first. I don't know whether it's just physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, but I know reading with you guys helped declutter my mind and my spirit and my emotions. Thank you, and have a nice day. Thank you for letting me share.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and after listening to the prayer request and the encouragement this past week, I come and rally around with Asia and all of our knee benders around this beautiful global campfire. And we join and come into agreement that the Lord of hosts watches over us and He is with us even when we go through the valley of the shadow of death, when circumstances overwhelm us and we feel that we cannot go on. But we lift our eyes to the Lord, who is our Redeemer, our Savior, our banner, our strong tower. And we align our spirits and our faith with all the prayer requests of Asia and everyone else that prays in agreement for those that are sick, those who are lost, those who are suffering, those who need encouragement, those who are looking for direction, those who need to be undergirded by the holy hands of God, those who need the Holy Spirit to minister to them deeply for their sorrows, their pain, their loss, for those who are suffering illnesses, for those who have sinned and have iniquities that they are embarrassed about. We pray that they humble themselves. We lift up all these requests. Each one the Lord has heard by name. And Lord, we offer those to You as a sweet part of our faith, laying them at Your feet, that we trust and believe because we know You have the power to heal, guide, and direct, and uplift. In the name of Jesus Christ, we
Hey, DAB family, it's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It is Saturday, July 5th. I hope you all had a wonderful 4th of July. I meant to call in yesterday so you guys would hear this on the prayer, community prayer and encouragement for July 5th and 6th, but it is what it is. But y'all, I'm really struggling, and you're not going to hear this until after the test, but God, you know, works outside of time and space, thankfully. But I'm, like, struggling so bad to, like, get the brain power to focus and study today. I'm, like, just, I'm really exhausted. And I leave for Daytona in 6 days. Test is in 4 days. And I need God to intervene here and re-energize me, reinvigorate me. Just get me passionate and ready for this test. I just need Him to, like, reignite my brain. I feel so worn out. Like, I think I just went way too hard last week with studying to the point where I, like, really, really sent myself into a crash yesterday and today. Not to mention, I forgot my morning meds today, so I just took them at, like, 5:30 p.m., which is not good. regardless, I'm struggling with this exam prep, and I'm running out of time to prep. And it's really, I just need God to intervene because I don't have accommodations for it, and I don't feel prepared. But, you know,
just like Joshua and Jericho, you know, even when it seems too big to move, he'll bring the walls down for those that trust him. And I'm doing my best to trust him, so I'm asking him to bring the walls of the SIE down and asking that I may pass it with flying colors. But I'm out of time. Bye for now, family.
Hey, my amazing dab fam. This is KSD. Just want to lift up a few of our dabbers. I'm praying for SW in Michigan, whose daughter's father-in-law had surgery, was in the ICU. He started off with pain in the mouth, and traveled up through the jawbone, and it seems to be moving up. So I want to pray for him. Also want to pray for CS in Canada, whose friend Monique has stage 4 cancer, and her daughter, 16 years old, just took her life. So I want to pray for her in that situation. Also want to remember my buddy Bruce, who's behind the walls, also battling stage 4 cancer. And I want to remember Billy from Wetumpka, Alabama, which I just drove through. It made me think about you. So let's pray, family. Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory that you are the sovereign Lord and healer. And I lift up all of these individuals. I lift up, Lord, the young woman's father who has had surgery and is experiencing pain in his mouth. I'm praying, Lord, for Monique, who's battling stage 4 cancer, who's now grieving in a terrible way because of the life that has been taken by her daughter. I'm praying for my brother Bruce that you would let divine healing take place in his body. And Father, whatever is going on in Billy's body, we're believing for a turnaround. Lord, there is nothing too hard for you, and we're asking for divine healing to happen for all of these individuals. Send your comfort and your peace in Jesus' name.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in July 5th to pray over our children. The descendants of Adam were Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah. The sons of Noah were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The first chapters of 1 Chronicles are not just a catalog of the names of the dead. They are a rich history of the people of God. This is the family through whom God was working out his plan to bless all the families of the earth. As we read through the names, we get our spiritual bearings. This first chapter reminds us of who we are by telling us about our roots. These are the saints and sinners we come from. A long line of moms and dads, sons and daughters, who are connected to Christ by faith. If we are in Christ, what we're reading is our own family tree. As Gentile believers, we have been grafted into the gnarled old olive tree of Israel. We have become a part of this family, not through birth, but by rebirth. Not because of the blood that flows through our veins, but by the belief that has taken hold of our hearts. We are not orphans. We are not on our own. We have a place, an identity that flows from being part of this family. To be continued.
Spring is over and summer is now underway. And I'm really enjoying the changes that take place with each passing day. The temperatures are increasing, but the humidity is still low and everything around me is continuing to grow. The birds are singing sweetly as they build their new nests, and the farmers are planting their crops, expecting the best. Days filled with sunshine, nights filled with stars. I'm deep in the country, and there are very few cars. But there's an abundance of crickets, hoot owls, and frogs, intermittently interspersed with the barking of dogs, easing my tensions at the end of the day. Our Father magnificently designed it that way. Father, help me to use all my senses in order to discern your presence, knowing that everything in life contains a part of your essence. And as I lay down to sleep, help me always to know that that essence is with me wherever I go, filling, anointing, refreshing, making new, restoring me continually and drawing me closer to you. I want to thank you, Father, for all of your ways, but especially for these many manifestations that come with these warm summer days. Blind Tony, brandon1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brandon and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Today is Friday, July 4th. Happy Independence Day. I wanted to call in a prayer for Joe in the UK. And he's a self-publishing children's book writer. And I just think that is amazing. And we want to lift this up, Joe. I'm not sure how the school system in the UK works, but that if you could get with the company or the country base that like sets curriculum, that maybe sets books to be in the school, that kind of thing. If you could have a get a meeting with someone like that to get the word out, if they're for school age or preschool, that kind of thing, that might be an avenue for you to explore. And you've probably already done that, but that just came to mind when I heard your prayer or your call in. We just continue to lift you up. And you said you're in the media and production industry for 30 years, and it's a tough one. We just pray God will reignite whatever your offerings are to take it the next 10 years to give you an edge, a difference. And sometimes we get weary and it's hard to chase what's coming next, especially with technology. But we just pray God's blessings over you. We ask all these things in your.
Hi, family. This is Tiffany calling from New Orleans. I'm calling for prayer this morning. My friend gave me a call yesterday on the 4th of July, and she shared some news that her grandson had got hold to a gun. He's a 4-year-old autistic little boy. He got hold to a gun and shot himself in the head. He's in intensive care, so Lord God, he is still alive. Praise God. However, he's unresponsive. And like I said before, he is autistic. So please, 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 family, lift up not just the baby Toon, that's his nickname. I can't pronounce his real name. I think it's Travion or Trayvon. His mother and father, I think both reside in Shreveport. But I'm just asking that you lift up the Bowers family, please, for comfort, for peace, and a miraculous recovery of this 4-year-old boy. And I'm praying for God to be miraculous in this situation and turn it all around. The child was nonverbal. However, he is now, I've come to understand that he now speaks small words. However, he doesn't hold a sentence. He repeats it and says short little words. Maybe, I think, I'm not completely sure. But last night, the Lord just spoke to me and said that he's going to be 100% cured of this. And I thank God right now in advance for it, oh God. But I pray for my friend. Her name is Erica Bowles. She is incarcerated. And she couldn't share everything with me. Of course, the prison phone calls only last so long. And of course, I didn't want to pressure her, but I allow her just to speak and be there to comfort her. So Father God, I'm just praying for comfort, peace, Lord God, and a miraculous healing. Father God, you get the glory out of this, Father God. I pray that there will be praise and worship, souls that are saved behind this, Lord God. I am thanking you in advance right now on this day, July 5th, 2025. It is done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, family. I love you.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. Just heard Kathy from Kentucky celebrating with you that the cataract surgery that you just had in one eye is going, the recovery is going well so far. And God, we just bring her before you and ask that this good recovery would just continue, and that as she goes into cataract surgery for her other eye on August 8th, Lord, that you would just be with her, that you would give great wisdom to the doctors and the nurses, and that that recovery would go just as well, Lord, that she'd be able to get back to her martial arts practice very soon. And God, I bring before you also our brother Spark, and just in the thick of it right now, Lord.
God, I just pray for comfort for his family as he's lost his uncle. Lord, I just continue to pray for his oldest son. Lord, that you would show up in this young man's life every day, every moment, that he would feel your beautiful presence with him and know that he is so loved by you. Lord, I pray for a quick fix for this, for Sparky's truck, that if Beloved needs a vehicle while Sparky's truck is in the shop, that you would provide that for her miraculously. And Lord, as his youngest son is down visiting and Sparky's not home, Lord, would you interrupt this cycle that's happening with his job where they're saying just one more month, and then they ends up being more than 1 month? God, I just pray that you would interrupt this cycle and that Sparky would be able to get back to his family very, very soon, God, by your miraculous hand. Hold him close, hold Beloved close, and all their kids too. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I just heard Steve, his request for his young adult children, William and Natalie, and he is very concerned. He and his wife are very concerned about where they're at in their life in regard to, it sounds like depression, concern that in their seeming hopelessness that they might make rash choices. So God, we just come before you. The holder of all hearts, Lord, all we have to do is let you, God, the healer, our provider on so many levels, on all the levels, God, you are the great provider. You are our beautiful hope. You are our Savior and our Redeemer and our guide. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would pour out your hope on these two children of Steve, Lord, William and Natalie. God, I pray for a rewiring or a healing, whatever it takes in their hearts and minds and souls and spirits to eradicate this thinking, this hopeless thinking, this hopeless belief system that has somehow gotten into their lives. And God, would you bring healing? Would you bring all the hope that can come by your mighty power, which is a lot? And would you rain that down on them? Breathe it into their lives, into their hearts and their souls and minds, and heal from them from this depressive thinking. In your son Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hello, my daily audio Bible family. This is His Righteous Tree in Florida. I just want to give a shout out to Jill. Happy birthday. It's July 5th. I'm a day late, but I know that you celebrated with God's love surrounding you, and God bless you, sister. I heard a voice that called yesterday. Haven't heard in so long. My brother in Central California, Alfire, I think is your name. It was just nice to hear your voice again. Gosh, I've heard your voice in years, but you just said something so sweet, that we're either in a battle, going through a battle, and just to stand still and know God's fighting for us. And it was just such a comforting word for me, family. I just have been estranged from my mother and my sisters for almost a year. My birthday is July 7th. Woo-woo, I'll be on the walk. Been doing it for years. I think this is my 12th year doing it. But if you could just pray, please. I know it's a spiritual attack. I became a spiritual counselor or a Christian counselor during COVID. And I know this is just an attack. My family is divided. I knew it was happening. I got a dream from the Lord who told me that my family was conspiring against me. And so now we have been divided. So just please pray for unity. But most importantly, that I just remain to stand still and let God fight this for me. I love the Lord God with all my heart. And I love you, family. God bless you all on your walk on the 7th.
Hey, it's from Junk to Treasure. I would appreciate if you would all lift up my second to oldest daughter, Tasha. She is really struggling with some health issues, and she is absolutely miserable. Her iron is super low, and I'm beginning to think there's something else going on also besides that. So if you could lift her up and cover her, I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for July 5th. As much as we want our children to have a sense of identity that comes from being a part of our own immediate and extended family, what we want in a far deeper way is for our children to have a sense of identity that comes from being a part of God's family. We want them to look through this family tree and see it has had its share of notorious sinners. This means that there is no sin our kids can't commit that will disqualify them from belonging to the family of God. What distinguishes those who belong to this family is that they know how to take hold of the grace made possible by our one special brother, Jesus. Lord, we could just as easily have been included in the line of those who are eternally separated from you, but you have drawn us to yourself by grace. You have made us your own through adoption. You are at work in us, giving us the family resemblance as you transform us into your own glorious image. So, Lord, give our children a deep sense of belonging and a deep sense of gratitude for being brought into your family. I love you guys.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we come before you with a heart full of gratitude for the wonderful people you have placed in our lives. Thank you for their love, support, and companionship. Bless our families, friends, and all those who touch our lives with kindness and care. May your grace be upon them, and may they feel your presence in their lives. Help us to cherish and nurture these relationships, and to be a source of love and support in return. We are deeply thankful for the joy and strength they bring each day. Bless all those you have blessed us with. May our lives and theirs be a reflection of your love today and every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, Living Christ Redemption Story in Florida, calling in one more prayer. We have a member of our family who called and asking for urgent prayer. She found a rather large lump in one of her breasts that she went to the doctor, of course, immediately about, and they told her just based on just very initial testing, not even the really diagnostic testing, that they were pretty certain that it was in fact breast cancer, which of course was very devastating news to her. And so she is getting the full testing done that would either confirm the diagnosis, or hopefully the prayer is that it would be something completely different, benign, something that would be treatable. So she's just fervently asking for prayer from everyone. So we certainly appreciate anyone who is willing to pray for her. Her name is Patty, and for complete healing, but also peace of mind in this waiting period, which has been very difficult, obviously, for her. So appreciate everyone's prayers. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is July 6th. Praying for, asking that you'd pray for my son, Joseph. He had a panic attack yesterday. My family had the family get together for the 4th, and he wasn't able to attend because he had a panic attack. So I'd appreciate it if you please lift up my son and the issues and concerns he's got going on with that, which is partly due to his teeth issues that he has, that he's self-conscious of that, so that's kind of a struggle for him. He does have an appointment to see a dentist and try to get some direction what he can do with that. So if you'd lift that up to the Lord and Savior, I'd appreciate it very much. I'm also calling in for Sparky. He had called in and told us the family issues that he has going on with his children, with his job. So, Lord, we want to ask you, and we lift our hands up to you. And if it be thy will, if you'd please be with Sparky and his family and his children. He just needs some help with some direction and just some peace in his life. I help him with his vehicle. I know he has some vehicle issues and work issues and his children. So please, Lord, be thy will. He has been so faithful over the years to call in and pray for others. So now we lift our hands to you on behalf of our brother Sparky. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. I want to just say a prayer for Mimi from Wyoming. I believe she said Wyoming. And her daughter and her future granddaughter. Today is July 6th, and she said that her daughter was being induced today, and the doctor's prognosis is that the grandchild will not make it outside the womb. But I just want to come alongside Mimi and her daughter and the whole family and just echo that, God, you have the final decision. You know what is going to happen in this situation. If it's already happened, you knew long before we were born what would happen. And so we just pray that your will be done. We pray, we ask that you will just allow this baby to live outside the womb and grow up and live a healthy life and be a tool and ministry for you. Bring you glory, Lord. And again, I pray that, Lord, if that isn't your will, that you would just wrap this family in your arms and comfort them as only you can, Lord. As they ask why, as they are angry at you, allow them to grieve if that's what is in your plan, Lord. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for those of us who are the prayer warriors, intercessors, whatever you're calling yourself. And I was just sitting here and God just said, you can't be all things because you're not sovereign. So may I encourage you today that as you pray and you're tired and sometimes you get worn, sometimes the prayer requests, they just hit home and it just seems so overwhelming. And you know that people need prayer, but you can't do it yourself. And God never set it up for you to have to do it yourself. You are not sovereign. God's got it. He's working through you, but he also understands that you're tired and you need somebody to pray for you. So God, be with all of us who are praying, who are covering our family members and friends and co-workers and our pastors' wives, pastors' husbands, and we know what they're going through, and we feel it, we see it, but we're tired, God. And we want to do your will, and we don't want anything to go through the cracks. Give us the strength to stand on your word and trust you in all things, knowing that you're not requiring these miraculous things from us unless you work through us. Help us to come to you first. Get the strength that we need to pray for these people, to go see them, to call them, or just lift them up in the privacy of our homes, knowing that you are working out those good and perfect things for them and for us, so that we are not weary in well doing, and that we don't get burnt out, and that we continue to trust you in all things. Thank you, great and mighty Father, for you are worthy to be praised.
Hey, my sweet Dab fam, this is KSD. As most of you, if not all of you, have heard by now, our dearly beloved Adrian, his mighty tortoise, has graduated to glory. And as Carrie, aka Jesus Girl, said, she's no longer a tortoise. She is complete and whole, and I thank the Lord for that. But it's It's really hard knowing she's not here anymore. She was extremely sweet and kind and generous to my bride, LOV, for a good little while. She sent her some gifts and some trinkets to try and cheer her up, and she baked me my favorite oatmeal raisin cookies and sent them to me. And she was just such an incredible DAB member and sweet big sis to me, as she would always remind me, by only a few months. But gonna miss her deeply. So family, let's remember Tim, her husband, Meg, Mark, and the new baby that she didn't get to see. And of course, Maxie the dog. Father, we pray that you would send your comfort, your strength to the family of our beloved Adrian. In Jesus' name.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for July 3rd. It's not that truly happy people can't be influenced by anything. However, it's that the central influence in their lives is not the advice offered on social media or the opinion of the cool kids at school. It is something quite different. The scriptures. These happy people have implanted the word of God in their minds and souls. They don't drag out their Bible every now and then because they ought to. They read it often because they want to. This is the happiness we want for our children. Lord, we want our children to have this kind of blessed life. We want our children to have this kind of happiness. So we pray that our children will recognize the wicked and refuse to follow their lead. We pray that our children will refuse to join in with those who mock what is precious to you. We pray that the scriptures would increasingly become the controlling influence in our children's lives. I love you, family.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. I'm calling for Nita from Illinois. I haven't heard from you in a long time, and you have been on my heart. You have been on my mind. I've been praying for you, and I wanted you to know that, sister. I know you are usually just faithful in calling us your siblings. And so as a sibling, I'm reaching out and saying, I miss you. And I look forward to hearing your voice again. God bless you, family. Make it a great day.
Sebastian from Australia. This is Amy from Troutdale, Oregon in the U.S. Just heard your prayer request for your marriage. God, thank you. Thank you that you heal marriages. You heal relationships. We hear about it on this podcast. We see it in our lives, God. We've experienced it. God, it happens, and it's all because of you. It's simply when we put control and all the things that we want to hang on to at your feet, which is where you want it. Lord, I pray for Sebastian and his sweet wife. God, would you bring hope and renewal, restoration, where there have been big wounds, Lord, whether brought on in family of origin or since they've been married, that those wounds would be healed. God, I pray for good counsel, wise counsel, someone who can really help them dig in and heal what needs to be healed and grow where growth needs to happen. Lord, I pray that they would both be on the same page and 100% enthusiastic about working through these issues and sticking it out and staying married. God, bring them hope. We pray for these things and ask them of you in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, family. This is Dave. I called in about a week ago requesting assistance in prayer for my wife, Martha. just due to fibroids and what had been going on there. So about halfway through the week, things really started to move, and as of right now, feels like her uterus is about half the size that it was, and she just had her first what would be considered normal period in about 22 years. So yeah, God has been very good to us. Last night was praying for her. I quite sure that I heard that she was healed. So I guess we'll find out soon. But thank you very much for your prayers.
This is Redeem in Southern Illinois calling in a prayer for the grandma. I believe she said in Wyoming, and her daughter was going in to be induced, and this has been a heartbreaking pregnancy of all the information they've been given, that baby Violet won't live. And Lord, we're just lifting this entire situation up to you. May baby Violet be able to thrive when she is born and keep the mama healthy. We just pray you wrap your loving arms around everyone involved, the doctors, the nurses. May your miracle shine through. We love you, Jesus, and we pray this in your holy, matchless name. Amen.
Surrounded by badness and unhealthy choices, along with a vast array of unholy voices urging me to join in, sign up, and get on board, but still I continue to wait on the Lord. Chaos, turmoil, confusion, and dread all seem to paint a negative picture of what lies ahead. While politicians condone and urge people on to senseless violence, a perspective which to me makes absolutely no sense. But the Bible says we should pray and not faint. And although I'm definitely no saint, I know that the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And I'm praying right now that God regards me as such, because I'm praying without ceasing. Even though the madness keeps increasing. Because I know without a doubt that God is the only way out. So every day I pray, seeking His face, praying for favor, mercy, and grace. Knowing that in the midst of such an abundance of crime, He may not come when I want Him, but He's always on time. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all.
Hey, my blessed, blessed Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is July 6th, and I'm just calling because I heard Mimi call in from Wyoming regarding her her granddaughter that is going to be born, Lord willing, possibly today, July 6th. Her daughter is getting induced, and she's asking for prayers because this child, the doctors do not believe she will survive life outside the womb. So we go straight to the Father with this request, Lord. Father God, our beautiful Sovereign, El Elyon, the Most High God, El Shaddai, Almighty God, our beautiful, beautiful Creator of life in the heaven and the earth, and Father, everything that's in them through Christ Jesus, who our faith is in. Lord God, we come before you and ask and plead and pray and intercede on behalf of Mimi's daughter, who's being induced today. And we pray this baby would be able to survive, Lord God, that you would work a miracle, Lord, here now in this season. And this grandchild of Mimi's, this daughter, heard that her daughter's daughter will live and be able to have a beautiful testimony to share. And Father, we just pray that this is your will, Lord God, in this situation. And we pray, most importantly, Lord, that whatever your will is, Lord, that you would cover this family. You would cover the mother. You would cover Mimi. You would cover this family, Lord, and carry them through this, whatever your will is in this situation. We pray you will cover them, you will minister to them, and you will provide for them love and your faithfulness in this time.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the incredible lives we have been given. While there have been moments of difficulties and sorrows, we have the assurance that we will be in heaven with you. Thank you for guiding us through difficult times, for giving us the courage to face whatever comes our way. You have given us more than we ever dreamed possible, and we are so grateful. You placed caring people around us who constantly support and watch over us. You call us your children, the apple of your eye, the crown of creation, friend and beloved. Your love sustains us, and you alone deserve to receive glory. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, good whatever part of the day you're listening, This is Piano Man, Duncan the Piano Man in Fredericksburg, Texas. I haven't been on for a long time, although I've been listening faithfully every day to Daily Audio Bible. We're asking prayer. I'm sure all of you know too well the chaos, the flooding in Kerrville and in Kerr County and surrounding counties. We have been spared that much here, though we got a lot of rain Friday. We'd asked for rain, and we got it. But we canceled everything this past July 4th, and stuff has been rescheduled. But we're looking at the people who have lost their lives in Kerrville, especially those girls from the Christian camp, Camp Mystic. I've been told there have been over 800 rescues, but I don't know how many lives have been lost, and the death toll is still rising. Please be in prayer, folks, for the people in Kerr County and all over the Texas Hill Country. Yes, and even in this county, because it's not over yet, and we could be hit. I don't know. Asking your prayers. Thank you very much, and I'll be listening to the prayer thing on Saturday a little bit to see how we're doing. God bless you all.
Hello, this is Daughter of the Silversmith. I usually call in on chronological, but I've started double dabbing. I want y'all to pray for me that I'm going into a new venture where I would be doing things to uplift the kingdom of heaven, and I'm praying for this to subsidize what I do now and that I can actually leave the job I'm at and serve the Lord and not have to work a regular full-time job, but that I would be able to live off this and serve the Lord as I've wanted to for so many years. So if you would pray for me, I would love nothing more than to be able to work full-time for the Lord. Y'all have a great day.
Hi, this is Shiloh from Missouri. I'm calling in because I just heard a message from Spark. It was posted a couple days ago. I am a couple days behind. Spark, you were saying that you want prayers for you and your family. It just seems like there's a lot going on. You're ready to go home. You're in turmoil. I just noticed the entire time that you were making your prayer request, there was a dove singing in the background. And I just feel the Lord is saying, there's peace where you go, brother. There's peace where you go. I hope that the Lord has brought your situation peace. I will be praying over you and your family. God bless you. Much love, family. Shiloh from Missouri.
Hi, family. This is Bart in Kentucky. And I would like you to pray for my company owner and some partners that he has, that we have. And I think of Galatians 5 when I'm looking at what's going on there. Hatred, discord, jealousy, rage, rivalries, divisions, factions, probably some envy in there as well. And I think some of this is going to come to a head today based on what one of the guys told me. So it's a tenuous situation, and there's no win-win in that list of things that Paul tells us about in Galatians. These are not fruits of the Spirit. I lift up these gentlemen and women, and I ask that God's will be done and that peace will prevail instead of continuing down the path of self-destruction. And I would love for you to pray for them as well. By the time you hear this, today's meeting will be over, but God works out of time, as we know. And I appreciate you praying. Thank you, brothers and sisters, very much. This is Bart in Kentucky, and I'm walking in the light.
Good morning, everybody. This is Godsmile here. I've been on a bit of a sourdough journey, and I just smile how the Lord uses what we apply ourselves to in life to speak to us. And I've had some ups and downs with this sourdough journey, but anyway, we have this starter, and if you keep the starter out, which is used to build, make the bread, it's active and it needs feeding daily, sometimes twice a day. But also, you can, if you're not going to bake for a few days or weeks or whatever, you can put the sourdough starter into the fridge and it goes to sleep. And when you wake it up, when you take it out of the fridge to use it, you have to build it up. You have to feed it again because it's weak. And sometimes life has a habit of slowing us down, doesn't it? But I realized all those ingredients were in the starter. It just needed feeding, the word of God, the feeding and the water to help it grow again so it can be used. And I just smiled at this as I was baking along the months and seeing how the Lord, even in our slow and dry times, activates us with his word. And it's just lovely, isn't it? I hope you got that picture, and I hope I said it clear enough. I'm sorry I've been quiet this year. There's been a lot going on, and I'd appreciate your prayer for Tom. I'll have to ring in again for him. But here's Godsmile signing out, and with a kiss-kiss. And Peter's not here today. Kiss-kiss.
Dear Daily Audio Bible family, what a blessing. You know, I was never into apps or anything, but one of my dear friends, a prayer warrior that we've been friends for, what is it, almost 40 years, Kathy? I think 40 years now. Wow. And homeschool buddies and all that. And when she told me about this, she told me about this a few times. And so when I checked it out a few years ago, wow, she wasn't right. What a gift. So I've been sharing it with everybody. But today, this is a shout-out to dear Dr. John. What a blessing you have been praying for so many people and now giving this testimony of God's faithfulness back to you and how you're comforting others as God comforts you and the loss of your precious wife and the journey. And thank you for your testimony today and for praying for the other the other people that are now heading into the journey that you've been walking through and have walked through. And I just pray the best year ever for you, brother, in every way. God continues to comfort you and bless you and encourage you. KSD, thank you so much for praying for Grandma Grace. You know, we weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. God's mighty tortoise is looking down in love, and pretty soon we're going to join that crowd of witnesses, right? And one day that last tear will be wiped away. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making this one. Thank you again, and blessings on Brian, Jill. Dear Ezekiel, I love hearing your voice. It's growing up to a young man. I miss your little boy voice, but you know what? I'm so proud of you.
Hi, my dad family. This is Darlene from California. I've called before in regards to my husband who has Parkinson's and my mom who's 95 85 years old and ailing in the nursing home. And I also mentioned my son, Stephen. And I'm calling today, family, for help. Last night, I heard him. He lives in an RV on my property. And I heard him, and he was conversing with demons. I mean, there were multiple. I could hear the conversation. I've never experienced anything like this before. So I don't know what to do. I know he's got many demons in him. So I would ask that you lift him up in prayer. His name's Stephen. And also for guidance, what do I do? I don't know what to do. I know there are different resources. I just don't know where to go. And I'm in kind of a state of shock to think that this truly happened. I knew he had problems because he had a brain injury when he was, you know, around 18. He's 42 now. And I did not realize that there was demonic activity, but he talked about going into the realm and just all kinds of things. I couldn't even repeat the foul things he was saying. So thank you, Deb family. I love you. And I do lift you up in prayer also. My husband and I sit around our breakfast table and we listen to Deb and we pray for all you beloveds. I love you all and I thank you, and you're the first ones that came into my mind whom I should ask for prayer and help. So God bless you, and thank you, Brian, for this podcast. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Amy in Arizona. Earlier this month, I had to go to the hospital ER because I had a really high blood calcium level. It turned out that I have follicular lymphoma in the groin and sarcoidosis in the chest. Been in and out of the hospital 3 times this month. I'm 47, and I have 2 7-year-old twins at home. I'm scared. Recently, my blood calcium level increased yet again, and I haven't started chemo or anything, although I'm actually wanting to get on chemo because my blood calcium, like I stated, just increased again. My doctor is really awesome, but he's trying to figure out what exactly is wrong. He thinks that there's a higher aggressive cancer of the lymph nodes deeper in me, so he's putting off starting chemo until we figure it out. I just ask for prayer for myself and my family. It's just I'm balancing a bunch of things. I was widowed last October. My husband passed away, and I'm also been waiting on getting actually a hip replacement surgery from a femur surgery I had 5 years ago, and that the bolts and nails are now up in my hip. So anyway, kind of a walking around mess. I love this community so much, and I just ask so much for your prayers. Okay, again, this is Amy in Arizona. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Dear Daily Audio Bible, I heard you, Sparks. And it rains, it pours. But when it rains, remember, God reigns. Your heart was in your throat, and mine went there too, and I just was prompted to just cry out with you for your situation, your uncle's passing, and the truck down, and just wanting to be home with your family. At first, you said you wanted to be home. I thought you were talking about heaven with your son, but you want to be home. I don't know all the details to that, Sparks, but God does. And dear Janine and Jeannie from Washington, about your grandson, the 5-year-old that they found dead, having buried 2 sons 30 years apart, I know some grief of burying children and a stillborn little girl, too. So, been at many deathbeds and griefs, and God is enough. He even comforted me in those times to comfort others. But we don't get over grief. We learn to live with it, and hopefully we're mourning, which is expressing this our grief to God and with each other. And then Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And then with that comfort, we're to comfort others. I also thank you, Joe, for your prayers for today and the books that you're writing over there in UK, the children's books. And I pray for all the books that we are a book. We are a testimony to and for God. And so I pray that we will be the book and write our books well, because to some people, we're the only Jesus that they're going to read. Heavenly Father, I thank you for being the Father of lights and Father of all comfort. And you hear our prayers. We just have to cry out to you in trust. Bless you all. Shalom.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I just heard, I think it was the end of the 30th, those four prayer requests that came in after the end of that, there were, there was methamphetamine addiction, there, Billy from Wetumpka called in regarding some health issues. A woman called in for Bruce, who is currently incarcerated in Arkansas and has stage 4 cancer and has 3 children who don't know Jesus yet. And then there was also, I believe, the name of the best friend's husband was Franchaw, and he's recently been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. God, thank you that you hear. You hear our cries, you hear our praises, you hear our hallelujahs and our thank yous. And we come before you with all of those things today. We say praise to you, God, because you are good all the time, and all the time you are good. Father God, would you hold each of these families so very close? Would you bring healing from addiction? Would you bring salvation to these, to Bruce's 3 children? Would you bring healing from pancreatic cancer to Franchaw? Would you support that family and be there with them every step of the way? And would they know that? God, would you hold Bruce so very closely, God, as he walks through this super slow medical system? And God, would you bring Billy the good news of that this truly was a whole lot of nothing? God, we praise you for these things. We thank you for these things and ask you for all of them in the name of your Son, Jesus.
If God doesn't build the house, then the laborers are laboring in vain. And if God doesn't watch over a city, then the posting of sentries is also in vain. Scripture says that a man's son should be like well-watered olive trees all around his table, that even in the very worst of times will still enable him to be prosperous and stable. In fact, children in the hands of a God-fearing man should be like arrows filling his quiver, that when properly sharpened and aimed at the proper targets, will also be empowered to deliver. But Satan's been attacking our families from the very beginning, and at times it may look like he's actually winning. Because God's instruction for the family was simple and few. Be fruitful and multiply and keep making the earth new. And though his instructions were not vague or hazy, when you take a close look all around the earth, it may appear as if the family unit has actually gone crazy. Men wanting to be women, sons preferring to be daughters, women wanting to be men, and many other self-serving requests that only serve to muddy the family waters. Because everybody in the family had a role to play to ensure the family's success. Everybody working together. Everybody giving their best. To be continued.
Hey, Dabbers. This is Slave of Jesus. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll a little 2.0 prayer. We're praying for Matt. He lost his dad last September. He's struggling, just kind of feeling numb, brother. We are lifting you up, and amen to your prayers to make you the man that God wants you to be. So amen for that. Don't know, I haven't called in this earlier. I'm getting ready to move my daughter and son-in-law, and he's almost 40, so you can do the math on how old I probably am. And right now, it's looking in the natural like we are going to be the only people packing and moving stuff up. I've kind of got like a hernia problem, and so I'm just praying that nobody gets hurt on this move, that God's will is done, and that a miracle is done. I know this won't be aired till after, but that is just awesome. You know what I love? I love dabbers who call in when they're outside. You can hear the birds chirping. I know Sparky always does that. I think we got somebody who rides a horse there in Oregon, sounds like. But I just love those background sounds that you, when you guys call and pray and you get out there in nature and pray that way, which I think is probably how God wants us to be. Who knows? I'm doing this inside my air-conditioned house, so... Love y'all. Have a great day.
Hi, family. This is Jane from Pennsylvania. This is my first time calling in. And I do pray for the prayers that do come forth, but I felt really led to leave this voice message with regards to Dave calling in for his wife, Martha, with the fibroids. Just to share a testimony, my cousin, 23 years ago, she had fibroids on her uterus, and her gynecologist wanted to do a hysterectomy, and a friend of ours referred her to another gynecologist, and that gynecologist was able to just remove the fibroids off the uterus. I hope this isn't too much information, but anyway, just remove the fibroids, and that was it. And soon after that, she conceived a beautiful little boy. He's like now 22 years old and just graduated from college, loves God, and just it's amazing how this young man is just so amazing. And so I am just believing the same for you, Dave and Martha, that Lord God, I just pray that you give them wisdom and revelation, knowledge of you, Lord God, and that you would continue to open their eyes of understanding, and that you would lead them and guide them to the right doctor, Father, that or however you want to do this, Father, just give them wisdom, show them what you want them to do. But if you could do this for my cousin, and for my cousin's beautiful son, you can do it for them too, or anyone. And I just believe that, and I declare it. I thank you, Father, that you are no respecter of persons. And I don't know, I've just really been praying for you, Dave and Martha, ever since. And I do this, that was other prayer requests too, but I don't know, I think because I had this experience with my cousin and the way this turned out in such a way where, I mean, this young man is just such this beautiful person.
Hey, good morning. It's your Eyes of a Dove calling you. I'm finally nice and healthy. I got a little bit of a cough here and there. Praise God. I've finally circled another flu cold season in the summer. Good gravy. I do want to also lift up Tim, Adrian's husband, as he processes losing Adrian. When Billy and I got married, she sent me this beautiful flower card, and it folded out into this flower with all these butterflies on it. And she's always been such a blessing to me and my family. Absolutely shocked to lose her. Was not expecting that at all. And I'm grieving for a lot of our dad family members who had deep connections with this beautiful soul. But I know she's just loving the Lord in heaven. Hey family, would you gather with me with prayer and ask the Lord that he would just open up the floodgates for prospective home buyers, that the right home buyers would come. We are putting our mountain home, the very large home that we purchased right after we got married for the four kids. Well, now we're down to just Ember Dimbers, mini-me. Everybody else is pretty much flying the coop. So just the dogs and Ember, so we're living in my little Ravensdale home. And like a little 1900s home that we remodeled. It's really cute and it's small. We're trying to get that Hobart home up on the mountain, big home, up on the market. It's supposed to have photos and it's going to be set for show Tuesday, Wednesday. So this Thursday morning, it'll go live online for the market. And it is not the right market for us. So it's kind of a slower market out here in Washington State, but we're asking God to provide a buyer that will offer us more than what it's worth so that we can have that financial seed money to move forward. Love you guys. Thanks.
This is From Junk to Treasure, and I was listening to the community prayers, and Jamie from New Jersey was praying about fear and casting fear out. So Sadie M., this prayer is for you. We come in agreement with Jamie from New Jersey's prayers. Fear is not from the Lord. We cast that down. We rebuke it. We bind it up. And we send it as far away from Sadie M as the East is from the West. And Sadie, I just encourage you to, every time you feel fear, say, I am more than a conqueror. Jesus will help me with this. I am a winner. I can complete this. I will have successful test results. In the name of the Most High God, we claim this all done for our beautiful, beautiful Dad family.
Hey, Dad family, this is Kristen, aka Christ in Me. Please pray for my husband, Wes. I'm taking him to the doctor, kind of an urgent doctor's appointment, and your prayers are needed. Father God, we just lift up Wes to your throne room of grace. We just pray that you would heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that you would be with him, and you would relieve his pain. Give him comfort in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, DAB Farm, it's Jackson, Canada. Today I am meeting with the city councillors in my city presenting a project that I think is God-led. I had called a few days or weeks ago to ask for your prayer to say that God leads me down a path he wants me to go in terms of business, and that it would all be done in his will and in his strength and not my strength, and that I was scared that I would be doing things in my strength. It feels like God is in this now. People have sent me messages already putting God ahead and wishing me good luck. And so I'm calling today to thank God for what he's already done. A friend of mine sent me a message and said, make sure you remind God about his tasks. And God's tasks are to go ahead of me and touch every single city councillor, the city managers, the facility people, everybody who's going to be there that I will encounter today before I get there. And that I will be ready and prepared with the presentation, and that the words that he wants me to say are the words that I will say, not the words that I want to say. And so I want you guys to thank God for me, because you're going to receive this message after the event. And so I want you to praise and thank God for me, for the good works that he's already done, for the way that he's leading me, and the way that he's guiding me in this project. It's going to be an important project. It's a project that will do good in the world, in my city. And I want it to be a project that blesses God and brings glory to his name. So please pray in thanksgiving for what he has already done, because you'll hear this post the event, but you know God works outside of time. Thank you so much, family. Continue to pray for businesses, all the business owners in DAB. We are all struggling, but we're doing our best in it, and God is in it. So I pray that he'll continue to give us strength and guidance, and continue to allow us to honor him in the work that we do. Thank you, family. I can't wait to call back with praise. Amen.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling. My sister Evelyn, she had cancer, breast cancer, 4 years ago, which was easily removed. And they have found another spot that she needs a biopsy on, I think on Friday. This is the 5th, July 5th, so on Friday, they're going to have do the biopsy. So I just pray that it's not cancer. So Lord God, just come before your holy throne. We join with our family here in prayer that this just be a cyst and not anything that is cancerous, Lord God. I know there's so many people suffering with cancer here in this family, Lord God, and I lift them all to you and ask you, Heavenly Father, to just be with each and every one, and may your mercies, Lord, carry us through. It's life can be so overwhelming at times with our jobs and our health, our relationships. I just pray for us all, Lord God, as we seek your face, seek your will, and live in obedience to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Father God, we lift up to you today the amazing prayer warriors of the DAB who continually lift up those who are incarcerated, Elizabeth in Delaware, Prisoner of Hope, Soaring on Eagle's Wings, Tiffany from New Orleans, and a whole bunch of others that are faithfully praying, as well as the folks who are ministering to within the prisons, Bruce DeVries, any inmate in ministries, Billy from Wetumpka, Cowether, North Carolina. Father, our Lord of Peace, we ask you to give these individuals your peace at all times and in every situation. Father, the darkness of this world is difficult to pray for. Will you continue to give us strength to do so? Do not let the darkness overtake us or discourage us. Father, may we continue to do your work, being the love and light of Jesus to those who are in the darkest places of incarceration. Father, please keep those who are in prison ministry safe as they minister. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Love you, family.
Oh my gosh, Aussie Bear, it's you. I just heard you at an hour and 23 minutes or so on July 5th, community prayer. This is His Girl Warrior. I have missed your voice so much. I've been praying for you for the last year and a half or however long it's been. I've missed you and I've been praying for you, sister. And I'm so glad to hear your voice again. And you probably won't hear this until way later in the year. But anyway, hey, all you other dabbers, it's really good to hear the people that we're used to hearing and that we miss. And Father, I just thank you that you always have your hand on us, around us, with our brothers and sisters around the world that we can't see and that we don't know. Jesus, thank you for loving us and caring for us. And I pray for all of those that we haven't heard from in a really long time. And God, I pray for the people in pain, the people who are grieving, the people with long-term illnesses, those with unsafe family members. God, you are faithful. Despite all tragedy that we can see as humans, we know that your grace is good and your mercy is big. And Aussie Bear, I am jumping up and down. I just got some exercise. Adding to my steps. Anyway, I love you guys. Bye.
Brian, thank you so much for serving us so faithfully for 20 years. Congratulations. Well done, a good and faithful servant. Saying thank you hardly seems adequate, but thank you all the same for being obedient, for your vision, for thank you for saying yes to God. Thank you, Jill and the entire team, your family, because we know this takes a team effort. Thank you, DAB Dabbers. Thank you. I just thank God for you, and I'm so thankful and grateful for these 20 years and how you bless us, and the word washes over us and keeps us strong. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Philippians 2:1-2. Father God, we lift up to you today Jody in North Carolina and her husband, who came to church seemingly repentant after a 2.5-year separation. Father, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation from the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, may Jody's marriage be of same mind, having the same love, and being in full accord and of one mind. Father, all of this will cure Jody's husband of his narcissism and bring them back together. Give Jody wisdom and discernment to navigate her husband's behavior, and may he be truly changed. Father, we pray that you do a good work in his heart and mind. If there are any pending legalities, wrap them up, and may they not cause a roadblock for Jody and her husband. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Jody.
Hey, DAB Farm, it's Jax in Canada calling for the second time today to update you on the meeting with the City Council councillors that I met today. Just about maybe an hour before the meeting, I received an email saying, yeah, people are tired. Maybe not all the councillors will be here, but it's nothing against you. Just we've had a busy day. And then I just prayed and I said, God, this is your meeting. It's your project. So you speak to the councillors. And so my team and I went to the city councillor, and all the councillors who had said were going to attend attended, even one who had gone to a doctor's appointment. actually logged in online, and a second one as well. And so I met all the city councillors. I presented this project that is being led by God, and God was present, and they all bought the idea. I think we got a yes from it. It was so exciting, and I came out of there shell-shocked, basically. So we went with this initiative to the city, and they're like, okay, we'll introduce you to this group and this group and that group. And so I'm calling back to say thank you. Thank you, God. You walk outside of time, and you had everybody's prayers before they even had this, the prayer request this morning to call in support. And so I am calling in praise of God and His amazingness even before you all hear the call that I made early this morning. I thank you all for praying. When you hear this, please raise your hand up or give praise to God, for He is good. He's good always, and I praise Him for giving us this opportunity to work with Him and alongside Him. I thank you so much, family, for praying, and praise God with me. I pray for you all as well in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, amid life's chaos and daily challenges, we seek your calming presence. Grant us the serenity to find peace within our hearts. Help us to trust you and let go of our worries and fears. Fill us with your love so that we may carry your peace with us wherever we go. You promise never to leave us alone nor abandon us in our time of need. Even when we can't feel your presence, we know you are near. Your promises are true. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, teach our hearts to rest in your presence and not to be afraid or anxious. We will trust in you. Give us the strength to move forward on the path you've laid out for us. We trust you with our lives, and we trust you with our loved ones. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Well, well, well. This is From Junk to Treasure again, and I'm partway through the community prayer and encouragement from this past weekend. For whatever weird reason, I was having trouble with the app, and it wasn't loading for me. But here I am, and I heard Aussie Bear's voice. Isn't that wonderful? And she was talking about starting back over at the beginning of the year, and how a gentleman had called in and talking about circumstances in life, and he had fallen away from listening to the DAB, and how much that was, his testimony was encouragement to her. And I am just so thankful that she is back, and she is going to, in the future, tell us her story. But isn't it wonderful when we pray over someone and we miss them, and they come back to the prayer line. And I'm still praying for our sweet Holly Hart, that we haven't heard her voice for so long, and praying that all is well with her, and that it's circumstances that have caused her to fall away, and that she will come back. But praise God, we heard Aussie Bear's voice. I just wanted to share that with you, how that was wonderful to me to hear her today.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 7th to pray over our children. Let all who take refuge in your voice, let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Psalm 5:11-12. Though David was the king over God's people, he understood that God was the true king. So each morning, David approached God in prayer. He didn't presume that God would hear his prayer and welcome him into his royal presence, yet clearly he expected it. But when we read the entirety of Psalm 5, we might wonder why. David wrote that the Lord detests murderers and deceivers. David was a murderer and a deceiver. How could he be so confident that God would hear his prayer and welcome him? David did not presume to enter God's presence based on his own clean record. He didn't have one. Rather, he said it was because of God's unfailing love that he could enter God's house. This generous grace made David want to live in a way that was pleasing to God. David was able to seek refuge in God because he was confident that the Lord's protection would be spread over him. Verse 11. Of course, the Lord could spread his protection over David and over us and our children, because there was no protection for his own son. All the punishment we deserve was poured out on Christ so that God could pour out all the blessing Christ deserved on us. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Lead our children in the right path, O Lord. Spread your protection over our children, that our children may be filled with joy. Bless our children, O Lord. Surround our children with your shield of love. I love you, family.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I'll end a calling a prayer for Pam in Fort Worth, Texas, regarding work and the stress level. She's recently had two major heart surgeries. All of that is doing well. Her recovery is going well. But her job is very stressful, detail-oriented, and she just gets so worn out. Lord, I just lift this up to you. Maybe there's something different at the company that she's at that she could do. She has so much to offer, so much experience. Maybe she could change gears and be more of an overseer instead of in the thick of it. We just lift that all up to you, Lord, and above all, to provide. I know it's probably, it's concerning to her that they're going to say, you can't do it anymore. So we'd like to get out in front of it, Lord, that you make the path for her. What might need to change or be different, Lord. Just lead, guide, and direct, and we lift Pam up to you. Love you, Pam. Call in and keep us updated. Love you, Dad family. Make it a great day. Bye-bye. This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Calling in a prayer for Kim in Texas. She is struggling so deeply after a legal situation and where it has landed her family in bankruptcy, and just struggling all around, some health concerns, and even more importantly with her faith. Lord, we lift Kim up to you. She needs a touch from you. She's a precious sister. She's struggling. She feels like she's so far from you. Lord, please, please wrap your arms around her. Give her some relief. Help them to know what steps to take, what next steps to take after this devastating loss of this legal situation. How will they survive? How are they going to move on? And help her to reach out to you, to seek you. And we do that on her behalf, Lord. Sometimes we can become so hurt and so downtrodden, it's so hard, but we're lifting out our arms out for Kim. Lord, please touch her. We love you. We love you, Kim. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's His Little Cherie in Canada with an update on Eagle-Eyed Bruce. He had his surgeries. Praise the Lord. They did send him back to the prison infirmary earlier than the doctor wanted, which seems crazy to me, but the prison has the final word, not the doctors. So he's in the infirmary, and I'm just praying that he will get the care that he needs, that the infirmary will be able to care for him, and there won't be any infection Bruce has refused chemo. So please pray for him. Pray that he will heal. Pray that his pain will be under control and that his life will continue to be a testimony to the faithfulness of God. Please pray for his children, Brandon, Christian, and Peggy Sue. He is praying with his whole heart for their salvation, and I am praying that God would hear and answer those prayers. So thank you so much. I just know that Bruce is overflowing with gratitude for your prayers, and I bless you for being there for him. Thank you, family. Bye for now.
Hey, DAB family. This is Byron out in Florida. I hope you all are doing well. I could use prayers for a number of different things. With my mom, I think the last I told you all, she'd had a lumpectomy to remove breast cancer. She's currently in chemotherapy and she's not handling it very well. She's got to go in and get an IV because she really hasn't been able to hold on to any foods, and she's dehydrated and she's kind of struggling in that area. And so I just pray that you can help her endure that and get back to a little bit of a normal so she can at least eat. My brother is there with her and helping her with her appointments and stuff, and he's got a lot of stressors with his own job and different things going on. And so I just pray that you guys can pray for him, that he can be encouraged and strength. It's like everything in my family is having issues. All my children, my wife, dealing with acute individual things right now. A lot of people at work, I know there's so many moms that are in the hospital or undergoing surgery. A lot of people around me seem to be struggling really hard, and I just ask for your prayers for them and for me, that I can best support them. God is always good, never stop being good, and I thank you that you all are here for me and my family. It has made a difference. So I love you all. Talk to you soon.
Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's July 8th, 2025. Okay, so the apartment, I was supposed to sign papers this week for it, but she said that there was something wrong with the carpet or something somebody did to the place, so they have to work on it. And I can come sign papers August 1st and move in on the 29th. And I don't want to get myself to the point where I'm moving back calendar time, where I'm going to be homeless or something when they get done with me. So I just want prayer about this. If this is where God wants me to move, I felt in my spirit I should move here. But I wanted to move here because it's a mile from my job, the place. And I'm living 50 miles from my job right now. So I just want prayer before my job starts back up on September 2nd, that everything will fall into place and they'll have a lot of people working on this apartment, and it will come to all together. If this is where God wants me to move, that He'll show me, or he'll show me another place. Can you pray for my situation? Because I've been really tired and burned out from trying to drive on a freeway that's been closed. One of them's going to be closed for 2 years. So it takes me an hour and a half to get home because it's closed for 2 years. And I try to go side roads, and it's just as long as the freeway. So I want the mile so I can spend time going to church or spend time with my Bible and stuff like that. So can you pray with me? Thank you.
Hello, hello, Dappers. This is CB from Texas, praying for our family, for our daughter, for our granddaughters, for our daughter-in-law, all the beautiful ladies here in Texas, Lord, and the people on the river, for those families that are struggling. They're on the Guadalupe. Lord, bless them. Give them peace. But thank you for all your blessings. Know that you are our sole guide and trusted in every way. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Good morning. Just want to say a couple prayers. Respond to a couple prayers. One from Larry. For his grandson, I believe his name is Brian, who's a wild firefighter, and just wants the Lord to protect him in his job and his work, which is dangerous, but it's very noble and brave. Would you just please put a hedge of protection around Brian as he goes this year to fight fires, to protect cities, to protect homes, to protect people's belongings, put his life on the line to just protect people's lives. So we just pray that you would keep him safe, help him make wise decisions. We thank you for his courage and bravery. And Lord, I just want to respond to another prayer for, I believe her name is Mary. Her kids don't know you, and she's not able to see her granddaughter a lot due to relational issues with, sounds like, her daughter-in-law. So, Lord, we just please ask that you make amends, or you reconcile that relationship, or if there never really was a relationship, that you allow the groundwork to be laid to create one and foster one. Allow both parties to be full of grace, to be full of conciliation toward one another, to be peacemakers.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. It's July 8th, day after the long walk. Well, mine was a long swim. It was so great. Oh, man. I hadn't been to the beach. Gosh, I'm going to say 2 years, for more than a minute anyway, to swim with the fishes. And they follow me because I follow Jesus. I listen to God's word under the water with my Bluetooth bone headphones that don't even go in your ears. It's just like a whale or a dolphin. Awesome. So I had somebody stop and take my picture. I was writing things in the sand, your Daily Audio Bible, thank you, Jesus, in the sand. I was, and somebody stopped and asked if they could help me take my picture. So I let them, and they asked what it was. So I believe her name was Kim. Now, that would have been at Pompano Beach. So Kim, if you logged on, we welcome you. No matter where you've been, no matter who you are. And we love you, and we welcome you to the family. And thank you for helping me take a picture. I'm not very good with social media, but I think I put it on Instagram and sent it to the Daily Audio Bible. I also wanted to shout out to the lady who called in and wished me happy birthday and honored my honoring of my mother. I couldn't find her name. I couldn't find back where she just really encouraged me. And thank you. That's why we're here. I love you, Daily Audio Bible. We're getting near, hopefully, the end of this healing scroll. In the name of Jesus. Bye.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is July 8th. Just calling in to pray for some of our children. Calling in for Prisoner of Hope. We want us to continue to pray for your son, AJ, and his addictions. We ask that the Lord be in that situation and help. Jesus Girl called in. Would like us to pray for her daughter, Ariel's daughter, so her granddaughter, Simone, who is cutting and is having thoughts of suicide and is being disrespectful. So we ask for our Lord Jesus Christ to be in that situation and lift her up. Jania would like us to pray for the family. Their 5-year-old grandson was found, passed away. So Lord, we ask that you be with the family in that situation. It breaks our heart. And Work in Progress is called in, and Lexi passed away. And would like us to continue to pray for her, the family, and the siblings in that situation. Anina called in, would like us to pray for her friend's daughter, Amoni, who has an abscess, and there's a leg amputation that might be taking place there. And we just pray for healing in that situation. Also, Sarah called in and would like us to pray for nephew Lauren. We had an issue with his eye, an artery issue there. So, Lord, please, we ask that you be with all these children and all the situations that are going on with their health. We lift that up to you, our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God bless.
I need prayer for family. I feel being attacked at home. I'm going through the passing of my son. My son, Gabriel, Abel Jr., Rosie. We need prayer in our home. Thank you.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I'm a little behind on the community prayers, listening to the 28th of June still. And just heard our sister from the Pacific Northwest, and I can't remember if your name is Retta or Loretta, but you called it. I remember you calling in before for your brother, and he had to have his foot amputated, and now he's back in the hospital with some sort of infection. And he's married to your sister-in-law, Margaret, and they've been married for almost 50 years. So I just wanted to, I just love your precious heart towards your brother, and just want to pray for him and Margaret and for you as well. Most High God, we come before you today just thankful that you hear every last request, whether it is spoken out loud or not, Lord, you still hear it, you still honor it. And today we come before you and we're just communicating this out loud, God, for healing in this precious man's body. Thank you that he knows who you are. Thank you that they seem to be a family of faith, which is in this situation just is such a gift and such a blessing. Lord, would you walk alongside them? Would you give the greatest wisdom to the doctors and the nurses just to know what to do, Lord, that it wouldn't seem like there isn't a clue of what's going on, but they would be able to get to the what the issue is and get it fixed, whether it's antibiotics, whether it's surgery, whatever it is, Lord, they would get it fixed. Would you reach down your healing hand, God, upon this man and give Margaret strength, Lord, as she is his caregiver. God, we thank you and ask for blessings upon them. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Hello, DAB family. This is Amy calling from Troutdale. I just heard our sweet sister, beloved from Texas, calling in about this job possibility. Hi, King of Heaven, we come before you today with our sister, beloved in Texas, and just pray as she asked, Lord, that you would cover her in all ways, hem her in on all sides. Christ beneath her, Christ above her, Christ behind her, Christ before her, Christ on her left, Christ on her right. Lord, that if this isn't something, a direction you'd want her to go in, just make it really obvious to her. Lord, just head her off at the pass and she'll know. Just pray that she would be in continuous communication and communion with you about this. And God, thank you that you love her so much, that you're not going to lead her astray. God, thank you that you are so trustworthy, and it's in your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is Nancy from Nebraska for Sean from, I think he said London, England. Anyway, really appreciated listening to your situation. I have one thing to say. You know, towards the end when I was listening to you, I have to think, I don't think we realize we do this, but we try so hard within ourselves to give up these things. But I've learned that we have to let go and let God. Do I always do that? No, I always end up having to learn the lesson over and over again. But, you know, I was a binger with drinking, never drank through the week, never kept it in the house, but I could never just drink a drink, so I would always get drunk. And when I got saved, God just took that away from me. But I also smoked a little bit and cigarettes, and it just, I couldn't quit, and I couldn't quit, and I would pray and pray and pray, and I was a Christian at the time, and I would try bargaining, I would try everything within my own will, you know, and and just keep praying about it. And it just, one day it was just like God said to me, Nancy, you can't do this. I am the one. Just let go and let me. And that's the best advice I can give. It is so difficult for us in our human nature to let go and let God, because we think we do that, but we really don't. But there comes a moment where we do, and it's like, wow, that was so easy. Why did it take me this long? And then I also think, why do I have to relearn this over and over when I know how easy it can be? But it is difficult in our human nature. Love you, and I'm going to be praying for you that you can just let go and let God heal you of this desire you have.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 8th to pray over our children. I am sick at heart. How long, O Lord, until you restore me? Psalm 6:3. How very hard it is to wait on God. Some of us have prayed earnestly, which for some of us means only 2 or 3 minutes, for him to work, and we think of ourselves as persevered in prayer. But when we've prayed for months or years and see no visible signs of change, no tangible evidence of God at work, we can begin to lose hope. We wonder not only if heaven is closed to us, but if there really is anyone in heaven who is listening and able to act. So David's words in Psalm 6 help us. They give us words to express our frustration with what appears to be slowness on God's part. But they also remind us to whom we are praying. That's what kept David praying for what seemed to him to be much too long. He knew that it is God's essential nature to be merciful. He was praying to a God of unfailing love. He was praying to a God who hears, who answers, who rescues. When we are sick at heart about the direction of or the difficulty in our child's life, we can be sure that our God will restore us to a healthy confidence that He is at work. When we are worn out from sobbing over the pain in our child's life, we can be sure that the Lord has heard our weeping. He has heard our pleas and will answer. It may not be today or tomorrow. In fact, God may not accomplish all the healing and restoration we long for in this lifetime, but we can be sure that the day will come when His work in our lives and in the lives of our children will be brought to completion. And in light of eternity, it won't seem as if it took very long at all. Lord, as part of us asks with the psalmist, how long? Sometimes it seems that you work so slowly. We are impatient for you to accomplish all you intend in our children's lives, but we are not hopeless. Even when we don't see you working, we will believe that you are, even when it seems as...
Good evening, Daily Audio family, Bible family. This is Vicky from the desert. I want to ask that you would all pray for the people in Texas that were affected by the terrible flood. Those who lost children and those who lost other family members and just the whole families that are all affected by this tragedy. Please pray with me in Jesus' name. Lord, Father God, we don't understand when something like this happens. We don't understand why it would happen. We don't want it to be true that these children could be lost, they could be dead, there could be all these families with losing their children and all of them in one weekend. And we just pray, God, that you would comfort those people, that you would be with those people, and that you would somehow show them the peace that their loved ones can be in now, and that they can see them again when they pass also. And please, dear God, help these families to get through this horrible, horrible thing that has happened to their family. Help them, God, to be able to turn and remember the good times.
Good morning. Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. And we're reading the Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs, that led by Brian Harden. And today's date is what, Jeff?
The reading is July 8th.
I know, but today's date is what?
10th.
Today's date is the 10th of July, 2025. And the reading, though, is from the July 8th, which is what day?
2 days ago.
2 days ago. And I would encourage you to go back over this reading. And I'm going back. I'm going to read this again, listen to it again. But I fell asleep listening to the Bible. And then I had it's an open-eyed vision. And I'm listening to my preacher. And there, lo and behold, is an angel sitting in the pews with all the other people. And he's kind of big, and he's got white hair and big hair on his face. And he's just sitting in a chair with everybody else, only they're facing the preacher, and this angel's facing me. And I'm looking at that. So I said, thank you, Lord, for showing me this. And I want to share this with the people.
This is Kyle in Pennsylvania. I called in a few weeks ago asking for prayer for my daughter Riley, who has Down syndrome and a heart condition. And she was going in for a cardiology appointment to see how her heart was progressing and try to think of what the next steps for her might be. And the good news is that she had a good appointment, and from what they were able to see, her cardiologist was very happy with where her heart is and how it's growing and progressing. And so the next steps that he wanted to take is to have a heart cath and an MRI done. And so that's scheduled for August 5th. And they'll just go in and take some images of her heart and just really get a good sense of how her heart is growing and operating and kind of reconstruct it three-dimensionally so that they can figure out what they can do surgically for the next steps to really just hopefully completely reconstruct her heart and give her the best chance of a healthy life. And so I'm just asking for prayer again for my daughter that with this procedure, even though it's not a very risky procedure, there's always a minimal risk, so that everything will go well, that God will just guide the doctors and help them to get the images that they need and then give the team wisdom in planning the next steps, that they can do what's really best for her and just give her the best outcome and the best chances for a healthy heart. And so I thank you guys for all your prayers. I know that you've been praying for her in the past, and it's really been helpful and encouraging. I just ask for prayers for August 5th for this next appointment. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in Germany. I'll tell you some more about that, but Lord, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying for Sparky and the legal situation going on with the son. Good to hear from you, brother. I don't have any pictures. I don't do Facebook anyways, but to post to the Daily Walk. But my first day here in Germany, I ended up in the emergency room. So after touring a really neat castle here, I ended up in the Garmisch emergency room. I've had a abdominal hernia diagnosed about 15 years ago. They said don't have any surgery until it starts causing you problems. And it started causing me problems here, so much so that I needed to go to the emergency room. So if you guys can just pray that it gets taken care of. You know what? I don't even want to pray for that. That God will take care of that. I already know that, and I have great medical coverage. What I wanted to pray for was the people that took care of me, because I did not bring any DAB cards. And I've shared this with you guys. I could have given the cards to the taxi who got there right away and brought me to the emergency room, the taxi that brought me back to the resort lodge here with my wife. I saw like five nurses that I could have been given my DAB card to if I had them with me, but I didn't have them in my wallet because I had them in my phone and I didn't bring my phone. So I just pray. I've had medical opportunities to share things in the past, and I just kind of regret that I didn't. So now there's a couple of DAB cards in my wallet. So if for some reason I need to go back to the medical community on this vacation, I'll be able to share the word of God, which is a great opportunity. Love you all. Have a great day.
Good morning. Just want to respond to and just echo some prayers for I think it was Kerr County in Texas, wherever the flash flooding happened. Lord, we just lift up that community, that area, all the families involved, all the friends involved, all the communities involved that have suffered loss, out of the blue, something just completely blindsided them, and, just loss of life, young and old, unexplained. We don't know why it happens, but we pray that you would just offer abundant peace to those families and friends and people affected. Just hold all of them in the hollow of your hand. Let your presence be known. Let your love be known. In the grief, in the sadness, in the anger, in the questioning. Allow the people feeling all these things to know that you embrace all of what they're feeling, all of their doubt, all of their questions, all of their anger, all of their sadness. And would you just make whatever good you can out of the situation, Lord. We know that you have a higher plan and a higher view of what is happening, and that you are able to make even the worst situations work out for some sort of good, Lord. So we ask that in your son's name. Amen.
Hey, my family. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I just wanted to call in and pray for some of y'all. Will, you called in. You were grieved about your wife, Anne-Marie, leaving you. And so I wanted to lift you up to the Lord and put blessings over your life. Bless you, sir. May any confusion over this be cast off, and may you be blessed with hope and blessings for your future. God has a great plan for you, and you will be blessed. And we love you here. Sparky, I wanted to lift you up to God, you and your family. I'm hoping that you get to some more time with your family, and that the court case with your son go amazing. Sean from the UK, wanted to bless you with the power from Christ to endure the struggles and the calls of addiction. Be blessed, my brother. Patrick, you called in to pray for the firefighters in Coeur d'Alene and their families. Yes, Lord, I second that. May the families of these men be lifted up. And thank you for their service, Lord. Sadie M., I am praying for your math exam. Blessings over your math exam. May you pass in Jesus' name. Mike, you wanted prayers for your wife, Terry. May she be healed in Jesus' name. I love you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, my vanglorious dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is July 9th, and I'm calling in to pray
for Kristen, God's Life Speaker's prayer request, and also Nicole from Florida's prayer request. So let's just go ahead and lift them up to the Lord. Heavenly Father, our beautiful, beautiful, almighty, phenomenal God, hallowed be thy beautiful name. You are omnipresent and omnipotent, Lord, and everything that you have made and created, you said is good. And that includes us, Father God, that it gave you pleasure to create us. And what just thinking about that just fills me with such overwhelming love for my Creator. So thank you, Lord. Father, we lift up Kirk County in Texas, Lord. The Guadalupe River has flooded, as you know, Lord God, and it is causing destruction. And there are summer camps. There are people living in that county and in near that river. And Lord God, we just pray that you would stabilize the situation, that there would be no more loss of life, Father God, that you would reunite families with children and people who are missing, and you would spare lives, Father God, for your goodness and for your glory, Lord God. We also pray for Nicole in Florida, Lord, for this missions camp that she's going on with her 11-year-old daughter, and that she's asking just that, Father, as they go on this mission camp, that these young teens and mission leaders would be able to spread your glory throughout this town and this city they're going to, that they would be able to pour love, the love of Christ Jesus, into these people. And
Father, I come on behalf of every affected person in the Kerr County of Texas tragedy around the flooding. I lift up, Lord, first of all, the families of all those lives that have been lost. God, I'm asking that you would send your comfort, send your peace, send your strength and your help for these families to keep going. Lord, I thank you for the first responders and all of the relief workers and teams of people locally and abroad that have come in to aid in this process of this tragedy. Lord, we don't understand. There's so many questions at times like this, Lord, but we have to lean on your word, which reminds us that your ways are higher than our ways, and neither are your thoughts our thoughts. And Lord, it's okay for us to not understand. It's okay for us to ask the questions. But even greater than that, Lord, will you help us to keep trusting in you, keep hoping and believing in who you are, even in the face of such tragedies as this. Please be with the families. Please be with this community, and let the healing begin, and ultimately let those that don't know you come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. To all my Texan family, I love you guys and pray.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we're praying for Abba's daughter. Father God, we don't know what's your plan is. We don't know what's going on in her life. She has been so desperate for so long. She has been fearful about the test that she's had to take. There has been some test where she did not pass, Lord, and she is emotionally upset. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you reveal to her in a mighty, miraculous, over-the-top, joyful way that she will know without a single solitary doubt that the Holy Spirit has given her a direction, a path to walk, an absolute guidance in where she's supposed to be right now and where she is to head in the future, walking in God's will. Lord, undergird Abba's daughter. Lift her up. We rebuke the depression and and the failure, Lord, and we bind that up, and we ask for it to be replaced with peace and a sense of fulfillment that this season, this particular path, has walked out its purpose, and that the doors of opportunity are opened up now for something greater, something bigger, something more outstanding, for her to be able, with her family, to rejoice and glorify your name even more than what she would have if things would have happened back months ago the way she wanted. In the name of the mighty God, the Most High, we ask for this to be granted. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us remember your faithfulness every day. Help us see you at every turn, your love and mercy in the eyes of our families and friends. Show us the people you are inviting us to know, to care for, and to defend. Help us to seek you in the many unique people, situations, and perspectives that we encounter every day. Help us to see the world around us as you see it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 9th to pray over our children. The man who finds a wife finds a treasure, and he receives favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18:22. Some parents, from the time their children are born, spend time in prayer, asking God to guide their sons to find wives who will be a treasure to them, or asking God to guide their daughters towards husbands who will treasure them over a lifetime. They know how critical the choice of a spouse is, so they've made it a matter of prayer. Others of us may want a good marriage for a child, but we've spent little time praying about our child's developing desires for a spouse, the process of them finding a spouse, or the preparation to be someone's spouse. We fail to see the gift of a loving, godly spouse as a grace from God. God doesn't give a spouse to our child as a quid pro quo for having prayed long enough and hard enough. It is a gift, pure and simple. And yet the Lord is pleased when we do not presume upon Him for this great gift, or when we don't take for granted the gift He has given us. So we are called to pray for the giver of all good gifts to grant the favor of a treasured spouse to our sons and daughters. Lord, we don't want to presume that you will grant our children the favor of a treasured companion for life in this world through the gift of marriage. Perhaps you will call and equip our children to be single. We want to trust you with that. But Lord, if marriage is what you have for our children, we ask that even now you would be preparing our children to be a faithful and loving spouse. Give our children eyes to look for and to see in another person the qualities that well wear over a lifetime of daily life together. Work in our children to begin now the process of dying to self, so that our children might be able to love selflessly and sacrificially. Give our children great wisdom and insight into potential spouses, great restraint in the midst of loneliness, and great joy in accepting this favor from you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Brian from Huber Heights, Ohio. Come to you asking prayer for my friend Christy. July the 10th, she's going in today to get a biopsy to find out if she has breast cancer or not. Just praying that it would come back negative, and she may not know you as Lord and Savior, and that she would come to know you as Lord and Savior, and that God would take care of her situation. Also continuing to ask for prayer for my ex-wife Kathy and I, our son Mitchell, who has mental illness, and for my other children, Ashley and Matthew, my grandson Vincent, that they would all come to know you as Lord and Savior before it is too late. Dear God, please be with Christy today. Please comfort her in this event that's coming up medically with her, Lord. I pray that you would even heal her right now, Lord God, of any cancer that may be in her, and bless her that this biopsy would be negative, but give her the strength to go through it no matter what it is. We praise you, God the Father. Praise you, Jesus the Son. Praise you, Holy Spirit. We ask in Jesus' name.
Hey, Janine from Washington. This is Beloved in Bakersfield. I just wanted to call in and cover you and your family in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you would come into all the spaces, all the broken fragments that are present. Lord, we know that there is beauty from ashes. We know that you will be an ever-present help in our times of distress. And so, God, we just we ask for your wisdom and your guidance and your peace. And we know that you are the ultimate Father who understands grief and pain and loss, losing your very own son. So God, we just pray that you will restore this family and lift this family up. God, we thank you that this beautiful son is in eternity with you, that we can rejoice through this bitterness and sadness, that he is in the best possible place ever. And so God, we rejoice in that. We have hope in that for the future to come in heaven with you, Lord. And again, I continue to lift up a work in progress with the loss of his daughter and the loss of many young girls and other family members with this this flash flood that happened in Texas. God, would you please just come and make a way when there seems to be no way for these families who are just reeling with devastating loss. God, we trust you. We know that you are big enough to handle all of this grief.
This is from Junk to Treasure. And as we face just another Thursday, I offer up a prayer. Lord, on this Thursday morning, I seek your guidance and wisdom for the day and the weekend ahead. Help me and all the knee benders make decisions that align with your will and purpose. May your Holy Spirit be our comfort throughout this summer season. Let your Spirit lead us into righteousness and grant us all the strength and the faith to face any challenges in our path with faith and courage that you have given in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is July 10th and I was just listening to the community prayer and I heard Anita from Lombard, Illinois, and I had called in last week because you had been on my heart and I've been praying for you, and it was just really good to hear your voice. And I am praying for your client and asking God to give you supernatural strength to get through this time that you are willing to just be strengthened by him as you go through this time of just helping your client to transition to the other side. And family, if I could ask for a prayer for my son Ian, his wife Rebecca, and their unborn child Christian. They are currently in the hospital. Christian's due date was June 26th, and the doctor made the decision that they needed to induce, and she went into the hospital yesterday. And she's 1 centimeter dilated. And they've given her 1 dose of Pitocin and his heart rate spiked. So they didn't give her more and she's had an epidural. And so family, I was feeling a little anxious and I know that that is not from the Lord. So I'm just asking for prayer that I could trust that God is in all the details and that he is working all things out for our good and his glory. I pray that Christian, just like his name says, Christ, would lead his family towards Christ. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible, this is Rebecca from Michigan. This is July 10th, 2025. And I don't know if you remember, I asked you last year to pray for my father, who is in a wheelchair, to start walking. You know, my father thinks because of his age bracket, people don't care about him because he's going to be 92 on July 18th. And he feels like people think that's the end of his life. Well, I don't think we have a right, or people have the right, to tell you when your life is over, because death does not discriminate. You could die any time in your lifetime. It doesn't matter what age, what race, or whatever. Death does not discriminate. But I've been praying for him to walk. And my niece has been praying for him to walk, and a bunch of people. And I heard he's starting to walk a little bit. So I'm praying for full recovery. And he's going to go through a therapy session again so he can get strong. I can't wait, because one of the things he likes to do is go see races up at the Mackinac Bridge to the Blue Water Bridge. He likes to watch the boats. He's very much into boats. So keep him in your prayers. But I'm just wanting to tell you this, a praise report, because he's improving. And, you know, people at that age, they think you don't care about them, but we do care about them. It's just that sometimes we got to give them a little tough love to push them to keep going. I love you. Thank you for praying for me.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a prayer for Dan and Sue, friends of someone that listens to the Dab. And Sue has had cancer 5 times and is now waiting on another biopsy. So, Lord, we lift them up first and foremost for healing, but also, I guess, first and foremost, that they would come to know you through this caller. I forget her name, but you know who she is. And she's asking you to use her to reveal the love of God to this couple. And it's hard because they're suffering, and a lot of people just don't want to hear about an all-loving God in the midst of suffering. But you can use whatever situation for your good and to reveal yourself in a way that only you can. So we ask that, and we ask that if it's your will to use this woman as part of that plan, that you would use her, Lord. She's willing, and she's asking, and that's all you ask of us, Lord. And so, again, we lift up the situation. She's responding to the Great Commission: go and make believers of all nations, preach my name. And so we just ask again that you just use the situation, that you bring healing to it, and then you bring salvation. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hey family, it's Beloved in Bakersfield. I just wanted to call in response to Amina from Ohio and her prayer for Amani, a beautiful girl who is on a ventilator and fighting for her life after a stomach infection that resulted in surgery and now possible leg amputation. So Heavenly Father, we know that you are in this circumstance, that you have overseen everything and your hand is in it, Lord. So God, we are trusting you and trusting you to have your way in Amani's life, in her testimony, and in her in what's to come. God, we thank you for the peace that it brings to know that you have knit her together, and the plans that you have for her are going to be what is going to give you the most glory, God. And so we just pray for Amani. We pray for strength and healing and restoration of her body, God. We pray it is a situation where she just wakes up and gets out of that bed, but God, we also trust you if it is a a slower process and one that is fine-tuning her relationship with you, and is a testament to so many around her, and ultimately brings her family and friends to salvation. Lord, what a glorious story that will be despite the tragic circumstances that are happening, Lord. So God, may you make Amani brave and strong and wise beyond her years. Would you just embolden her to speak your truth, and may she just be healed, Lord. It's in your name we pray.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's July 10th, 2025. And I decided to pray for those people in Texas and the children that are missing, not just from Texas, but there seems to be some kids missing in my area, too. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, wherever these children are, you know the hair counts on their heads. You know where they are. I pray that you restore their life and you help them recover. I pray that you will find the children that are still here and alive on earth. They'll be recovered to their parents. And the ones that passed away, I pray for healing in the parents' hearts. I don't know what it's like to lose a child, but I know God knows what it's like to lose a child. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that was the Son of God. And I can't imagine what it was like to be Mary watching her son die on a cross for the sins of the world. But I know that those people that lost their children, I know it's got to hurt, it's got to grieve, it's got to be painful. And I pray for them, the ones that are being recovered, that their lives will be restored and renewed. And the ones that are missing around the world and in this country or been trafficked, I pray, God, restore all these children that are missing and heal their minds and spirits from the crown of their heads to the toenails on their feet. And for the parents that are missing children or lost children, that you be with them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bye.
This is Retta from the Pacific Northwest. Calling to ask for prayer for my nephew. Him and his wife had a baby today. She had to go cesarean, and the baby is in, I believe, in the NIC unit due to some complications. His little name is Christian. He's a little boy, and just want to pray God's healing over this infant. Pray his just breathe spirit of life and strength into this tiny child. Also wanting to pray for Ian, that's the dad, and Rebecca is the mom. If you would pray for their strength in the Lord. They're not believers, but I just pray that through this, that they just reach out to God for inner strength and for the baby's recovery from whatever is going on with the child. So I just want to extend that out there, if you would pray for that. Also, my sister-in-law, Margaret, she just lost her husband on July 3rd. Keep her in prayer that she would gain strength and mercy through all of this. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart.
Precious Dab fam, this is KSD. Those are some of the lyrics to a song that has become very meaningful to my bride, LOV, after the death of her son on this date, July 10th, 4 years ago, 2021. So I just wanted to ask you guys if you would please remember my bride, LOV's life has just been extremely challenging for her and for us. And I'm believing that the Lord is able to see us through it. So will you please pray? And I just want to lift up all of you briefly that have lost a loved one, and I know there are many. So Father, I ask that you would remember my bride, Lady of Victory, and all of my Dab family around this global campfire. Send your comfort, send your peace, send your strength, send your help. And let them know that you are a very present help in this troubling time. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you, family.
Hi, family. Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 10th to pray over our children. What are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority. Psalm 8, 4 through 6. When the psalmist wrote Psalm 8, we sense he was looking up and marveling at the sky and the world all around him. But more than that, he was filled with wonder as he considered that God had put humans in charge of his creation, intending that we would fill the earth and subdue it. Unfortunately, something went wrong with this original creation. That's what the writer of Hebrews acknowledges when he quotes Psalm 8, reminding his readers that the fall kept us from fulfilling our original destiny. At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him. Hebrews 2:8. Humanity is supposed to rule the earth, but in reality, we are subject to this cursed creation in dreadful ways. Sin ruined everything. Nothing is the way it was created to be. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we pray that your will be done. Not our will, Father, but your will. Help us with the strength that we need to walk through the difficulties in our lives. Lord, we trust that you have better plans than the ones that we have. Help us to trust in your goodness. Remind us every day that you save the weak, that you bless the poor, that you take away shame. Draw us closer. Help us know your goodness in a new way. Help us to pray often and regularly. Help us to listen to your voice so that we can follow the path you have set for us, so that we can understand your will, and that so we can not enter into temptation. To think that our answers will come from anyone but you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is July 10th. Let us continue to pray for our children. Steve called in, would like us to pray for children William and Natalie. They're having thoughts of isolation. He would just like us to lift them up to the Lord, that they may grow in faith and draw closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Steve, we want to let you know that we are praying for your children William and Natalie, and that their faith will grow and they will turn to our Lord and Savior for direction in their life and know that they are not isolated. Covered in his blood, would like us to pray for Son Tutu. He is looking to get visitation rights for his daughters. So our Lord and Savior, we pray that you would intervene in that, and that Tutu would use this opportunity to draw closer to you, to lean into you, Lord, and that he will have this visitation and be able to get to see his daughter more. And we pray that he'd use that time to minister her to you, Lord. Vicky called in, would like us to pray for her son. She has two sons, but one of them, Nathan, has turned to Muslim. Lord, we pray that you would intervene in this and open his eyes. Donna called in, would like us to pray for daughter Amanda, who has depression and anxiety issues. We lift that up to our Lord and Savior that Amanda would be healed. Grandmother called in, would like us to pray for her grandson Zachary, bipolar, and is looking for disability. I know he has a meeting with them, so we pray everything has gone well or will go well with that. We lift this all up to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, and God bless.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I want to say a prayer for us going into this new day. It's Friday. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for all the blessings, getting us through the challenges, and for the wonderful opportunities that you lay out before us. Help us to make choices that align with your will and purpose, Heavenly Father. Let the Holy Spirit be our constant companion as we close out this week that you have given us. I come to you with a heart full of gratitude, Lord, that we've overcome and we've made it through with our faith. Help us to maintain a heart of thanksgiving and a spirit of contentment, whatever we face. I surrender to you for this upcoming weekend. Grant me the strength to carry out our responsibilities and the wisdom to make good choices. Give us rest and let us enjoy this weekend. And may this weekend be a time of spiritual rejuvenation and physical rest and trust in you as we prepare for our Sunday worship. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. And we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, this is Heather of Pax Peoria, Texas. And I just want to pray over Jorge and Sean. Both called in on the community prayer. Sean, you know, has drug issues, alcohol possibly. And Jorge got himself in trouble and got put back in prison. Oh, Father God. You're so good. You're so beautiful and faithful. We believe in you. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. We thank you for the mercies each day, Lord. You are so powerful and wonderful. You love every single one of them who are in prison, Lord, behind bars. And you love every single one of us that are in a prison of our own making. It does not define us, Lord. You define us. You are the Father God. You are who we call to. And he loves every single one of us. So, Jorge and Sean, you are not defined by what you do or where you are at. You are defined by God's love, and he loves you both so much, my brothers. I just want you to know that I am standing in the gap, and if your faith is failing, if you are just feeling a little, you know, like he's not listening to you or beating yourself up, don't beat yourself up, but just know that I'm standing in the gap for you. I'm praying for you. And let me tell you, I've got enough faith for all of DAB. So I know others will join behind me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, just continue to be with them. Lift their spirits. Keep them strong, Lord. Keep Sean strong against the addictions. And keep Jorge strong and protect him. Lord, protect them both. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for July 10th. But that does not mean that God's original plan for humanity has been abandoned. When we look around, we see what Psalm 8 describes about humanity. Being crowned with glory and honor is not true of us, but we have reason for hope. We see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. Hebrews 2:9. Through our union with Christ, we fulfill the destiny originally designed for us. The world, and even some of the corners of the church, tell our children they must work hard and dream big to fulfill their destinies. But in Psalm 8, we discover the destiny that matters. This destiny becomes a reality, not through hard work, but by saving faith. Lord, as we consider the destiny you have in mind for the people you created, we realize this is what we want most for our children. We don't want our children to settle for the glory and honor that the world offers. We want our children to be crowned with the glory and honor that comes from you. As our children are joined to Christ, our children take hold of the destiny you have in mind for all of your people, ruling and reigning with you in a new heaven and a new earth. I love you, family.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Heather, Pikes Peak, Poya, Texas, and I'm just calling and loving on all my DABers that have called in about their marriages, sickness, anything and everything on the community prayer. Just know that I listen to it every single week, and it may get broken up into hours, but I listen to it, and I'm just praying over all of y'all. I don't always get to remember the names, but you know what? Lord Jesus knows all your names, and he's standing with you, and he loves you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for your ever loving presence in our lives, Lord. Continue to be with those whose faith is failing, Lord. Let us all stand in the gap for everyone whose faith is failing, Lord. I know there's a lot of prayer warriors out there with me that stand in the gap, and you inspire us and you nudge us, Lord, and we listen. We will always listen to your voice, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, and thank you for bringing Aussie Bear back. We've missed her. Thank you. It was so good to hear you, Aussie Bear. We have missed you so much. We love you, and we just pray that God just continues to bless you. In Jesus' name I pray.
This is for Jorge. This is Nancy from Nebraska, and I heard you get on Daily Audio Bible and update us on what's going on, and I have to be honest, I just had tears in my eyes for you. You know, I'm sorry that the circumstances you're going through. You know, we are not a perfect people. We fail over and over. The main thing is that we continue to strive to walk in the true way of God. You know, when my son was young, I remember him saying, he looked at his dad, and he had gotten in trouble for doing something he shouldn't have. And he said, Dad, he said, why is it so difficult to do what's right, but it always seems so easy to do what's wrong? And isn't that the way of the world? That's us earthly, carnal people. I just say, thank God for his love and his forgiveness and his salvation, that there is always a way for us. And we are going to continue to pray for you, that you will just walk in the light. You will continue to strive to be the best you can be, and put the adversities behind you and move forward. Take care, and just know we're all praying for you, and we love you.
Hello, Brian, and the DBA Audio Bible family and community. This is Shannon from Texas, and I just have a praise report that, I guess it's been like 6 weeks ago that I called in, and I asked for prayers for someone in my life, and my prayers were answered shortly afterwards, and I have met someone. We had lunch, and then we wound up going to church that night, and she is definitely a gift from God. I prayed before this. I prayed for relations with my sons again, and we're talking daily. It's just amazing to me how God's working through this ministry, and I just thank God, and I thank you, Brian. I thank everyone that's involved in this. The prayers that go out, they work so well, and I just lift you all up in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Shannon from Texas, thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
Candace from Oregon again, just to say real quick, Micah has really come into a deep relationship with Jesus. He had a year and a half clean and sober after a 20-year habit with alcohol. And he is in rehab again for this drug he originally had found at a vape shop. doing well because he's in rehab, completely clean and sober. So pray for his next step and thank God, because he has a really good job that's covering all the expense, as happened also before when he got off of alcohol. So grateful. Thanks, guys.
Hello, Gabbers. This is Candace from Oregon, calling gratefully, full of gratefulness for this podcast. I was looking back in a journal and saw that my very first time to listen was January 1 of 2014. My husband had me do it with him. He, at the time, would only listen to the Bible part. He never listened to the commentary or the prayers. And for me personally, I started listening to all of it within about a year and continued that for many, many, many years. I think right up to 2023, July, I listened to everything as a single dabber. And it's just been really important and powerful. And I am so grateful to you, Brian Harden, and to Jill, and to the entire team of people who keeps this going. On March 22 of 2014, I called in for the first time, thanking God because my 30-year-old son, Micah, it appeared, had been delivered from alcohol. Turned out he continued to struggle with it really hard for another 10 years. But I know that prayer warriors have been remembering Micah over the years. And he is once again at the Betty Ford Foundation in Newburgh getting rehab, not for alcohol this time, for another drug he got caught up in that he originally had found at a vape store. And it just gripped him to the point where he could not get away with it, and it was affecting his work. But he has a really good job, and he's been independent for Candace from Oregon. I listened to every single bit of these podcasts. I'm a single dabber, but and all of the prayers for over 10 years, every single day. I don't have that opportunity right now, but I still listen a lot. And I love y'all so much. I'm rejoicing with the whitest snow from Tennessee that your daughter, Rachel, is just eating normal now and freed from this fear of food. Hallelujah. Please pray for my new husband. I was married 41 years to Brad, who introduced me to DAB. He passed away in 2017 suddenly. I was single for 6 years, and then the Lord gave me another, my spouse Lyle, who also was married for 41 years, to the woman he raised his kiddos with. So now we have doubled our family. We have six kids, six grandkids. Please pray for Lyle. He has neuropathy, so he's in danger a lot. Because he can't feel his hands and feet. He injured, must have slammed his finger in a door or something. We don't know. But he didn't discover it right away till it started to turn red later. He was in the emergency with it on June 20, and we're still struggling. So we pray that that finger heals. He's already lost, since I've married him a year ago, March, the tips of two thumbs, and his thumbs are just like appendages, so he can't pinch with them, which really makes it hard to like.
Hello, my name is Cherie Lindsay, and I just want to thank you for everything that you do. I listen to Daily Audio Proverbs, and they're very, very helpful for me. I just started listening to the Daily Audio Bible every now and again, and I do believe in God. And I do believe in faith the size of a mustard seed will move mountains. Thank you for all you're doing. My prayer request is for Sarah Irina Kovach. She's 29, and she's having some mental issues right now. She's such a beautiful spirit, such a great person.
She's a very, very dear friend of mine, and I worry about her. Just pray for her that the evil stops attacking her. In Jesus' name, pray for everyone. Pray for myself, for my family. And thank you again for all that you do. Sarah really is in need of prayers right now. I just want the evil to stop attacking her and aiding to her hearing things. Please, Lord God Jesus, thank you for everything. Have a wonderful day. Just cast out all the demons in the name of Jesus. Put them back into the pits of hell where they belong, never to return. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you for all you do. Please pray for my friend, Sarah Irina Kovach. Thank you very much, and my entire family and all my family's friends, and my friends' families and everybody in the world that's being attacked by any negativity, just to replace it with some happiness or joy. I'm experiencing homelessness right now, and it's not the greatest thing. We reside in San Diego, California. We stay in the Mission Beach area. It's all right. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you do. Thank you. Please pray for me also to take...
Good morning. I want to respond to a prayer from Kristen for her friend's daughter, Courtney, who is or has tried to take her life multiple times now, and most recently jumped in front of a truck. So, Lord, we pray for just your complete hedge of protection around this person. Protect them from the plans of the enemy to kill and destroy. Let him not be successful, Lord. Just physically protect her and heal her mind, Lord. We pray that she would somehow find your word and pour into that. Receive a new identity and just her mind be renewed in Christ. Again, we pray for physical protection, mental protection, and just the complete healing of her mind and removal of the spirit of suicide, Lord. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for July 4th. Jesus prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so he can give glory back to you, for you have given him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him. John 17:1-2. We as believers are the inheritance Jesus asked for. Just as David, the Lord's anointed, needed only to ask God to grant him power over his enemies and make them part of his own kingdom, so Jesus, the Lord's anointed, needed only to ask God to grant him power over those who were his enemies. And in overcoming death, Jesus indeed overcame them. There is something far more precious than the inheritance you may leave your children. Far more significant is that you and your children are part of the inheritance God has given to his Son. Lord, Father of King Jesus, thank you for giving such a glorious inheritance to your Son. How we long for the day when he comes back to reign and the whole earth bows to him as King. I love you, family.